All right, we're live, pal.
Pal.
We're live on a hot mic. Hot mic.
All right,
dude,
and we're live on the Latio cast, and we're recording in GarageBand, and the power is on in Morristown this week. Can't say the same thing for Summit. My wife is home.
Wait, what? How'd you lose power in Summit today?
There was a fire underground, and
fire. Yeah,
and it turned the whole block lost power. So,
My
wife is home in the dome. You guys ready to do this show?
Oh yeah, baby!
Tonight on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, episode 489, the march to 500 continues. We're talking New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion. We got Kevin's top five. We got Can You Beat That? We got Extreme Rules Horror Show, Slammiversary 2020, COVID-19, and so much more. Shit's falling all over the place at Kevin's house. It would not be a quarantine episode of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast if that was not happening. We're live on the rant and the hot mic. Let's do this, boys.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on rantiumradio.com and available on all podcast platforms and at shiningwizards.com. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Get our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Shop at Amazon at amazon.shiningwizards.com and become a patron at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. As always, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Serena Deeb, and you are listening to Shining Wizards Podcast.
What's up, fuckers?
I have a small dick.
Whoa!
How dare you?
God damn!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shining Wizards.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man takes a shit in the can. Kevin, what the fuck you doing? Oh, what? It's time for nothing. Look out! Here comes the Shining Wizards. What's up, everybody? It's time for another awesome episode of the Shining Wizards, where, of course, it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Tony says it right down there.
Matt.
Kevin.
And it says it right over there for Kevin and right Matt. And what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Living the life of luxury, my friend.
What does that mean? Like, what's so luxurious about your life today?
My wife cut my hair. I got a nice haircut today in the backyard. I went figure hunting.
Ooh.
To some vintage toy stores and came home empty-handed, which is probably a good thing.
Did you see anything, though?
Nothing worth... I mean, I saw things, but nothing worth buying. They had a lot of, like, Series 1... through like six on card of Hasbro's. I'm chasing those greens, baby. I'm chasing them green cards.
You only got one left, though, don't you?
No, I got to get Evil Crush. I got to get that Yokozuna in the black and white. And I got to get that Ludwig Borga. And I need the variant Shawn Michaels with the white and
black,
silver, whatever they want to call it, those pants. So.
Oh.
But I had the afternoon, evening off yesterday, so I got all the shit done that I do Mondays done yesterday.
Nice.
So I could do, like, things today and not feel like I wasted my whole day doing laundry and running errands. So I'm very, very happy. Feeling good. Looking good.
Nice.
Doing the yoga. You know, the same shit, different day.
Very svelte.
Yeah, you do look good, man. I got to give you props. You're looking pretty damn dapper.
I feel good. Feel good.
You should. You've been sticking with the yoga. You've been taking some long ass walks too, man.
I love
Kudo.
I feel like eventually the walks will end in a bear attack, so I might need to stop.
Grr.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. I would be more than happy for one of those bears.
I'm
talking like
out there, man.
Talking like no face Matt. And it's not a good idea to do these walks with my noise canceling headphones on.
Well, that's awesome. Because then you never see it coming. Coming.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point, because I can't really outrun a bear.
What well, say, you play dead, aren't you?
I think a black bear you play dead, and a brown bear you play like real. Yeah, you're pretend to
make
be big.
As tall as possible. Yeah.
And just make noises and stuff.
Gimme.
A lot of coyotes in West Orange nowadays.
I'll fucking kick a coyote in the face. I ain't afraid of no coyotes.
Until really? Your leg.
I'll fucking super kick the shit out of a coyote. No leg slap either.
All contact?
All contact. Right to its fucking snout.
Just like Taz. No bridge. All impact.
Yeah, all impact. All right, boys. Let's just
impact wrestling.
Let's just do it.
Let's go right into it, Matt. I know you got the prickly fingers going on right now.
Everything is evil. Everything is evil. What the fuck?
And you're our New Japan expert too.
I talked about it last week on paper. I hated it. I hated that Evil made it to the New Japan Finals. I thought we were like a slam dunk in for Okada and Naito at Dominion. But boy, was I wrong. And boy, did New Japan do New Japan stuff. Oh, please tell me he has no audio.
What does that mean?
Tony has no audio. Oh, my God. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of the show.
No, I'm back.
God damn it.
Yeah. Tony has no audio. He does one thing to the microphone, and it comes back on. No, it's like the first thing you check is the microphone, and it took you 6 minutes to check.
6 minutes, really?
Come on. You gotta embellish for the story, people.
You can't lie to the public, Kevin.
Oh, I can lie all I want.
You can lie like a dog.
I lie, I cheat, I steal, baby.
Fuck evil, dude. What the fuck was that final? What the fuck, dude? Really?
It was great.
Really?
I'll tell you. Look, it's not Okada, Ibushi. It's not Okada, Naito.
I would have been okay if it was Okada winning and then fucking getting the belt back. But I don't know, man. And I was, and you know me, like I told you, I was tempted to go with Evil. But I didn't think they'd have the balls to do it.
You look, man, that New Japan Finals, the match was whatever. It's not going down as a fucking 5-star Dave Meltzer classic. It won't.
No, definitely not.
It was a good match.
Not terrible. Think it was bad?
I didn't think it was bad. But you know how people put New Japan up on a pedestal, or all these wrestling fans who hate everything about wrestling and just want to shit on everybody's stuff. The match was good. It served its purpose. The Tokyo Pimp got involved. So we'll see him and Okada going forward, which is just something I love that New Japan does. Like, in a loss, these guys seem more important than where they were before the match. Like, the perfect example, and I'm going to get ahead of myself, El Desperado and Big Tom, that first round matchup in the New Japan Cup was fucking awesome. Big Tom comes out on top. El Desperado attacks Shingo after Shingo beats Sho at Dominion, and now El Desperado is next in line for the title. And his loss to Big Tom showed us that he can hang with Big Tom, so it makes him a viable opponent for Shingo. But back to the New Japan Cup finals.
It's like the second time you said that.
I'm so excited about this. I hated it. On paper, I hated it. But God, motherfucker. Evil cheats. He cheats his way into the match against Naito at Dominion. The ending, when Naito comes out, they got the fucking New Japan trophies in the ring, and they go fucking fist bump. And just as Evil goes to touch it, he goes, "Fucking too sweet. Everything is evil." You're like, what the fuck? It was unbelievable. They put the boost to Okada. They put the boost to Okada. No, Naito. Oh my God, I'm so out of my mind right now. Put the boost to Naito. Here comes Hiromu, Sanada. It makes sense. We talked about it in the Discord, and I wanted to say it was Scott Drinksmore who said, like, him joining. There's nobody there right now. Everybody in the Bullet Club is stuck in the States. You're
so excited.
Yeah. What are you? Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. Okay. You got Jado, Gato, Taji Ishimori, and the Tokyo Fredo. Pimp.
Alfredo, Alfredo.
Yeah, Gato, Jado, Alfredo, Laredo.
So just those four guys. That's, potato. That's your Bullet Club right there. So, like, turning evil is awesome.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. Where did Dick to Go come from?
What I don't know.
I don't know.
Dick to Go was a great surprise.
Is that a big deal?
Well, where was Dick to Go even in New Japan?
No.
Like, I don't think he was.
He was not.
He's looking old as shit, too, dude.
Because he is old as shit, dude.
A lot of these guys are old as shit.
Well, you know what that means. It's time to go.
It's a dick to go.
Look, man.
Take your dick to go.
If he's going to be Evil's handler, I'm all for it, man. Look.
What's with all these handlers, though, with the fucking, with the Bullet Club? The Jados, the Guidos. Now we got the fucking Tugos.
Well,
I don't understand.
Gato, the master heater, Fredo. He used to be Okada's guy, and then he turned on Okada with Jay White. So that is that. Why it's always like Gato and Jay White against Okada. And then Jado is just, they weren't doing anything with him, so he's just in the Bullet Club, like, because he fills in. He's the guy, he's like the young lion in all the six-man matches. It's either him or Chase Owens that's going to eat the pin. So
he's like Vincent. He's like Vincent from the NWO.
Yeah,
he served his purpose. Though, because when I watched that, when I watched like the Bullet Club come out to like celebrate, I was like, "Oof, this is a Bullet Club they nowadays."
They're in bad shape.
I mean, Ishimori's there, right? He's one of them, right?
That's it. It's Ishimori, the Tokyo Pimp, Jado, Gato, and now Evil, and Dick to Go. That's it.
It's like Jay White. It's like the water. It's like the NWO when it was just like Horace and Scott Norton and Stevie Ray and Virgil.
I mean, I think this is 1,000 times better than that, but I see what your point is.
1,000?
Hot dude. The fucking.
I think it'll be better.
The evil turn, brilliant. Brilliantly done. Because it puts so. It goes. First of all, it goes against the grain. Right, no one saw Evil winning this New Japan Cup, let alone being the fucking IWGP Intercontinental and Heavyweight Champion. Are you fucking serious?
Wild.
And Takahashi stepped up after the beatdown, too.
He did. So here's what is so much fun about New Japan Pro Wrestling. We saw Takahashi make it to the Final Four against Okada. Right?
Yeah, Takahashi's a bit of a weirdo.
Don't you dare disrespect Hiromu.
Hey,
he's running around like the Ultimate Warrior.
Can I ask a bit of a question about him?
Yes, a bit of a question.
Is he completely Japanese, or is he like a mix of something?
Oh, I don't know that. I can't answer that question.
You know who you remind me of? Michael Scott from The Office when he asked if like Karen Filippelli was born on like a naval base. Like, well, your dad a GI? Or something.
I don't get the joke.
I don't know why.
What, because his skin's a little darker?
He seems like he might like be like maybe part Mexican. Like, I don't know.
Is your dad a GI?
He did an excursion in Mexico.
But like his family's like 100% Japanese. Like, he didn't have like a father or a grandfather or uncle.
What do I look like? Fucking ancestry? Fucking DNA?
No, you know everything about all these guys from New Japan.
Yeah, it's actually Ben Franklin's his great-grandfather.
Well, there you go. It was a simple question, dude. Either you know or you don't know. So there you go.
It's not a simple question. I've never been like, dude, what do you think? AJ Styles? AJ Styles 100% Irish Catholic? What do you think? What is he?
No, definitely not. He's fucking Southern Baptist, dude. Come on.
You know what I've been wondering for the last 10 years? Does Hiromu Takahashi have a great relative that is not Japanese?
Hey, he doesn't have to be a great... Dude, come on.
I don't know what... He's fucking Hiromu. He's a time bomb, okay?
That's right.
Maybe his old man exploded somewhere around the world. Who knows? I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe his old man exploded at the donkey show. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't say explode around the Japanese too quick.
Oh, come on. Really?
Enough time has gone by, right?
Really?
Yeah, they actually wanted to name him Hiroshima Takahashi.
My question was inappropriate.
All right, no, your question wasn't inappropriate. Your question was stupid.
Was it stupid?
Because you've now, in the 8+ years of this podcast, no one's ever been like, hey, Let me ask you a question. Do you think
so? If I asked, like, if Becky Lynch was from Ghana or something, then yeah, call me stupid. I think that was a fair question.
Why can't Becky Lynch be from Ghana?
Are you serious, bro?
New segment. It's called 23 really? And Tony.
Jesus. Hey, AncestryTony.com.
AncestryTony.com, man.
I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to better myself.
That wasn't too inappropriate, was it?
It's
the Hiroshima line.
You took the heat off of me, so thank you.
You'll obsess about it the rest of the night. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I will.
So, Evil Okada, way too fucking long. The match itself was Evil Naito from Dominion. Yeah. It was almost 40 minutes.
Yep. When you told me that before I watched it, I was like, really? Dude, and I was like, well, maybe something interesting happens. I was like, eh.
Oh, something interesting definitely. First of all, if you are like an aspiring professional wrestler and you're looking for like somebody current whose facial expressions tell a story, fucking Naito was unbelievable in this match, man. His fucking facial expressions with everything.
He always looks so confused, though. It's like, he always has, like, this distant look in his eyes.
It looks like a squirrel.
It fucking works, man. It works so well. The match was super long, yes. When Gato came out, and he was, like, just fucking walking to the ring, and Taiji Ishimori ran past him like the Ultimate Warrior, I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But can he not walk? Like, does he have, like, physical problems? Like... Or was that just part of the shtick? Like, I don't get it.
I think that was part of the shtick.
Let's go to Ancestry.com and see what the family history is here of Jado here. Yeah, his father is Japanese. His mother was an oak tree.
They're from the slow-walking region of Japan, the Takahashi region.
That's the next bracket in the Shining Wizards Cup, the Takahashi region.
So fucking Ishimori hits the ring, attacks Naito. The referee finally comes to, and then Bushi comes down.
Bushi.
And he's like cheering on Naito, and Naito comes like really close to him. He's standing on the apron, and just as he does that, Evil like grabs the referee to distract him, and he pulls out those fucking like the wire fucking choking device that you use to like pop somebody's head off.
I don't know how people get away with doing that in 2020.
I fucking loved it. He chokes out Naito, and then fucking Evil just steps on his balls, just fucking right on his testes. Everything is Evil, and props to New Japan with the fans. Every other seat, it was awesome. Audible gasp when they count three, and they like you realize that Evil just took the title off of Naito.
Dude, it was fucking almost complete silence. It was sick.
And that's such a good point, because I remember for the last few weeks I've been saying how like I can deal with New Japan with no audience, but it added so much, like so much having them there.
No doubt, but you know what? I was not disappointed at all with the fact that they had no crowd through this entire tournament, you know?
Right.
I enjoyed pretty much, well, most of it anyway. Some of the shit could have been chopped down a little bit. Like that fucking first round match Okada had versus Gato. It was one of those two idiots.
Yeah, it was Jado.
Fredo.
It was Gato, sorry.
Jesus. You forgot to mention that when Taiji Ichimori came out, how fucking Takahashi ran him off.
Hiromu.
Yeah. And he was screaming in the ring, dude. He was like, no! Like fucking just yelling when Evil was like leaving with the belts.
He's a cuckoo bird.
I hope he fucking wins, dude. I hope he gets his moment to shine. Well, he would be the first three-belt champion, right? I mean, if he was still the junior heavyweight champ, that'd be cool as shit.
That is taking place on July 25th.
I'm looking forward to that, dude.
It's Evil against Hiromu, Shingo against El Desperado, and Okada versus Yujiro Takahashi.
I didn't see all of the six-man and eight-man matches. I watched the opening. I think Gabriel Kidd was in it, so we all knew who was eating the pin on that one. It's fucking sad, dude. These poor
guys. Disgraceful.
He's full of fire and piss and vinegar, and he beats the shit out of everybody, and coming down the stretch, he's fucking firing all cylinders. He catches one move, and that's it. He's done.
That's it.
No fucking kickouts, no fucking, like, roll the shoulder, nothing.
Maybe... Maybe I should take a flight over to Japan and become Gabriel Kidd's handler.
I mean, go ahead.
All right. He could use some help, right?
Well, he's still a young lion, so that's his role. He's serving his purpose.
I mean, he doesn't have a Jado or a Gato or Fredo.
No, he's just a young lion. He has nobody.
Right. He's I'll tell you what I did enjoy. I think match of the show yesterday was fucking show going for that Never Openweight Championship.
Of course it was.
It was a fucking awesome match, dude.
That guy is fire. You give that guy 1 year, he's going to be the fucking top of the pops. I swear to God.
He's got nothing else to do now because Yo is out 6 to 8 months.
So what are they doing with the belts? I would assume they're going to drop the belts at some point, no?
So they announced the July the next two shows are announced. The July 20th show is the Sengoku Lord show. Or no, I'm sorry. Sengoku Lord show is the 25th with the title match, and then the 20th is the New Japan Road at Kurikan Hall. And I guess they'll address that after they get through these next 2 weeks as to what they're going to do. Because I also know here that that Yoshihashi is out, but he's still in an 8-man tag match because he fucked his knee up too in the New Japan Cup. So,
is that why he had such a short match against Evil?
Yeah, when he beat who the fuck did he beat?
I don't remember.
Who?
I don't remember
Yoshihashi.
Yeah.
Minoru Suzuki?
No, that was Yuji Nagata beat him. Oh, man, this is going to bother me. It wasn't Taji Ishimori. It wasn't Tenzan.
Fuck.
Give me a minute. I'll see if I can pull up a graphic from the New Japan website.
It was someone good.
Hold on. It was Kanemura.
Yeah.
Right? Was it Kanemura?
Oh, now you don't even know? Are you serious?
Hold on, I'm looking for it. Yoshihashi beat Bushi. Bushi.
Yoshihashi beat Bushi, and then
Evil destroyed Yoshihashi, but Yoshihashi fucked his knee up in that match. But because they don't have, nobody can be there, they're going to have to throw him in a tag match, which he'll probably eat the pin.
Or maybe just never get tagged in. Just be a scrub and get hit off the apron by the back. Dude, why are these 6-man and 8-man matches all the same formula? They wrestle for like 2 minutes, and then all the bad guys rush the good guys, take them off the apron, and then like 6 people lay around while the other 2 guys fight in the ring.
It's an easy way for them to show you the direction that they're going with certain feuds and whatnot.
It's very weird to see it's like the same pattern over and over again, you know?
Yeah, but it works. Like, you'll see, like, it's not going to work for every tag match, but here's a tag match. Tanahashi, Ibushi, Yuji Nagata, and Master Wato, who was the...
Ooh, what'd you think of him? He made his fucking debut.
I mean...
You didn't like Master Wato?
I think it's a shitty gimmick.
You do?
Yeah.
No better than like Yoshihashi. Come on, the guy just comes out with a stick.
Look,
there's like 20 guys that come out with sticks in New Japan.
I hate Yoshihashi, but a fucking karate master? Come on.
He's Master Wato.
Yeah, well, you put him in his opening fucking debut match against Doki, and it wasn't left a lot to be desired. That's all I'm gonna say. But you have him.
What do you want from him?
I Wato him to be better. But you have him in an 8-man tag match against...
You need to Wato a few months and he'll get better.
You have him in an 8-man tag match.
You gotta Wato before you can walk.
Against Zack Sabre Jr., Taichi, Kanemura, and Suzuki. So maybe he starts a feud there. Maybe there's another tag team there. Your boys lost their fucking tag titles, which I was very surprised about too.
What a fucking terrible ending to that match, too. They just kept ripping his knees up and then just pinned him. It was so weird.
But he's about 1,000 years old, your boy, so.
Dude, you know how many guys that have been wrestling in this goddamn tournament are 1,000 years old? New Japan, either you got fucking Gabe Kidd and fucking Yuma Yumayama with his perm, and then you got like fucking 5 or 7 guys that are like over 50. It's like crazy.
Yeah, can we go back to Dick Togo? And like, does he still wrestle?
He will be involved in 8-man tag matches.
Well, there you go, Kev. Jado, Gato, Dick to go.
It's going to be At the July 20th Corkin Hall match. July 20th Corkin Hall match. You'll see Evil, Taji Ishimori, and Dick to go take on Hiromu, Naito, and Bushi.
God, how much of a field day are the other podcasts going to have with Togo being back or being there?
Look, Dick Togo can fucking work.
Listen, I'll take your word for it. I love Dick Togo. Like, the only really experience I have with him, like, ever is him in WWE. I mean, obviously I know who he is and what he's done, but Kai and Tai was it, and he was only there for a little bit. So I guess he's a bigger star than I ever kind of imagined that he was in Japan.
BWO International. Come on now.
That's true.
He definitely has a bigger name in Japan than in the States.
Right. I just never knew, like, a Dick Togo surprise was a big surprise. Like,
sure.
I just didn't know. I mean, where was he? Was he working in, like Michinoku Pro? Was he working in, like, I don't even know what's over there. Like, All Japan? Where was he?
That's a great question. I'm sure he was working with Michinoku Pro. And I know, like, I think Wrestle 1 closed shut their doors. Because of the pandemic. So I don't know. I don't know where he was beforehand, but the reaction was awesome. So he'll be in a bunch of 8-man tag. And look, until they can get these guys over there, like, this is what they're doing. And to their credit, like, they just made Evil a star.
Right. 100% agree with that. Now, would this, is the Togo thing kind of as a result of the situation, or would it have been as big a surprise or a big of a deal if it was just the plan the entire time?
I can't say. I think if it was the I don't think the plan when they announced the New Japan Cup was Evil winning it.
Gotcha.
Now, we talk about it all the time, the money is in the chase. Now, here we go. It's July. The G1 was moved because of the Summer Olympics.
Oh.
So the G1 is not taking, like, right now would be like prime season for G1. Like, last year the G1 was happening right now.
But there is no Olympics.
Right, but the G1 is already scheduled for October, so they just left it there. And it kind of worked to their favor because it bumped the New Japan Cup all the way back to June. Gotcha. So now you're going to have Evil as the let's assume Evil's still the champion as we get closer to the G1. Now you're going to have Naito, Okada, Tanahashi, Ibushi. Hopefully, and Japan is doing a much better job than we are here in the States. Thanks, Florida, you fucking retards.
Oh, don't blame Florida, dude.
Oh, I will blame fucking Florida. 15,000 cases yesterday in a day. 15,000.
Yeah. Do you know how many people they tested?
I don't give a fuck. Don't go to the beach, you morons. Put on a fucking mask.
I'm going to Disney World.
Good. I hope you fucking get COVID and then you have to fucking do the podcast with a ventilator, you idiot.
Hello.
There's no way we'd let Tony keep doing the podcast if he was on a ventilator.
I would just fucking laugh at his dumb ass. I'd wear a Mickey Mouse shirt every fucking day. Hope that Disney trip was worth it, stupid. You fucking white trash goblin.
My neighbors actually just went to Florida today.
Good. You might as well just fucking run their shit and get all the valuable shit out of their house now because they ain't coming back alive. But yeah, hopefully by the time the G1 rolls around, you get Ospreay's back and Jay White and, you know, Moxley can go back over there, or Jericho.
Forgot about Moxley. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of Juice Robinson still in the States. There's a lot of New Japan guys. But I fucking loved it. I think they just made a huge star out of Evil. I think putting Hiromu in this position now where he's going to challenge, coming out of the New Japan Cup where he looked great and he took Okada to the limit, is fantastic. Okada's going to give the rub to the Tokyo Pimp. And we got fucking new tag champions. I mean, Taichi's had probably one of the best years in New Japan if you look back to his G1 last year where he beat Naito and he had a very impressive showing to now. I mean, I'm all about it.
That fucking fake singing piece of shit.
Look, man, you don't hate.
I'm hating. I fucking hate him.
I don't hear you singing. He's not Jewish. What are you doing?
I couldn't tell what that was.
I'm singing. It's music.
Yeah, but what dialect were you? Were you
Irish?
No, okay,
not,
you know what?
Not,
all
that
right.
was not Gaelic.
What are you Gaelic? What are you fucking thinking about, Kevin? I'm singing Irish. Why is everything got to be a gay joke to you, sir?
Nothing is a gay joke to me, sir.
Comedy well's drying. He's hurting. He hasn't done comedy in months.
Yeah, I'm beat. I'm beat street.
Going right to the gay jokes.
No, that's you, man. That's all you.
Look, sometimes you need. Sometimes it's like, you know, when you're in a slump, you just need a bunt.
Or a gay lick
to get on base. Yeah.
Speaking of gay licks, do you hear the latest guy that's got the COVID?
Oh, Rusev?
Rusev.
Yeah.
No bueno, man. Lana's fucking parents. They're not doing well.
Yeah.
That's doing better, but not well.
Like, oh, you fucking his fucking microphone, I swear to God.
T-Dong.
That's it? You just want to pull the e-brake on the New Japan news for fucking Rusev's got COVID?
Give us more news.
I thought you were all jacked up about this.
So keep jacking off. What do you want me to tell you?
You know what I will tell you, Tony?
What? Tell me.
Get him.
You were riding high for 7 months, buddy. Number one.
Wait.
Number one in the picks.
You can't.
Oh, I can. You told me to go ahead.
You need the music.
It's time for the bullshit that Matt's going to spew to pretend that he's in fucking first place, but he's still a piece of shit. I still hate the fucking picks. Go ahead, fuckface.
Tony, your reign is over.
It's over. Duh, fucking duh.
What happened to the music?
Still there.
I don't hear it.
There. Is that loud enough, Kevin?
Tony, very ornery tonight.
Well, if I fucking make it any louder, nobody's going to be able to talk. That's why it's low.
That's okay. You don't want to hear what I have to say right now because Tony...
I don't need to hear what I hear. La, 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 la.
You are...
The haircut looks really good, though, Matt, I will say.
Oh, fuck you too, Kevin.
Fucking E-Break Kevin and E-Break
no,
Tony
kudos,
in the house.
Kudos to...
What's kudos that? To Tony, what's, what'd you do to the wall behind you?
Shut up! Fucking do the picture, piece of shit.
Told you. Dickhead. Told you the wall's different.
I hate you both.
I now sit atop of the mountain. I have a 2-game lead over Tony. That's right. Tony, who going into like March had single-digit losses. Tony now sits in second place. Because Tony, the New Japan expert, went 0-3 at Dominion.
In your face!
0-3. Because Tony's a fucking loser.
You cocksucker!
Kevin did not have the best showing at the New Japan Cup.
Hell yeah!
But Kevin won
but
Dominion.
I had a good night.
Kevin won Dominion. He picked Evil.
Fuck. Or
he took Evil and Shingo.
You were like, fucking Evil? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Can I read? I gotta read the text.
You can read the text. Look. You can read
the
text.
But
Kevin stuck to his guns. Kevin went with Evil. He went out on a limb. And Kevin got the win.
And the logic wasn't anything like I knew what I was talking about. It was just how I would do it. I would have done the same thing if Sonata. Like, I thought Sonata was going to win like the whole thing.
I would have loved it.
What's that?
I would have loved if Sonata won.
And so I would have done the same thing with Sonata that they did with Evil, other than the Bullet Club thing was a whole wild card that I didn't see coming. But I predicted Evil the way I predicted Sonata. Like, if Sonata had stayed alive, I would have had Sonata do it.
Kevin, you don't need to explain yourself to anybody, especially this ornery fucking loser over here who now sits in second place. And probably by the end of this weekend, between Slammiversary and Extreme Rules, Kevin, you could be in second place.
Quote, Evil as the IWGP double champ, you're fucking nuts. And you spelt your properly, I might add.
Yeah. So he slammed you down and then complimented your grammar.
No. He got his grammar correct. I just complimented his grammar.
Right, but you slammed me.
Because I put Naito, and then I put, even though I think Evil might pull one off, but I ain't taking that gamble. And then you said, you're fucking nuts.
You're right,
and
I did.
Just a couple lines down, Kevin goes, I'm going Evil, Aces, and Shingo, baby.
That's right.
And Kevin won Dominion. He went 2-1.
Oh, I thought I went 3-0.
No. Golden Aces lost those IWGP tag titles to the Dangerous Tekken or whatever the fuck they call
bunch
themselves.
Bunch of shit. And of course, the never open weight championship. The championship that changes when the fucking champion sneezes, they fucking keep it on him. Bullshit, dude. Fucking bullshit.
So, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Where are we in the old proverbial standings here? How much am I still down?
You are 12 games behind me. You went between the New Japan Cup and Dominion. You went 21-13.
That's a good showing, man.
That's not bad.
Tony went 22-12. That
I still did better. Look at that.
0-3 hurt. I went 25-9.
Fucking cheater.
How am I a cheater?
Because you're fucking winning. That's why you're a cheater.
I gave you Tai Chi beating Tanahashi, so I don't want to hear it out of your dumb mouth. It's not my fault you had a hard-on for the fucking Golden Lovers, and you picked fucking Kota Ibushi to beat Tai Chi.
They're not the Golden. They're like the Ace Lovers.
Whatever.
They're
you know what they are, Tony? Fucking losers, because they're not the tag team champions. Now my boy Tai Chi's got the gold, and Zack Sabre Jr.
Well, good for them.
Who might be the most underrated heel ever.
Fucking idiots.
I'm predicting a shutout for me for picks for Slammiversary, by the way.
A shutout.
That's where I'm going to make up my ground.
If it wasn't for Evil, those fucking pieces of shit would have been the fucking only fucking garbage fucking people in this whole fucking thing. Fucking Tai Chi would just fucking kill yourself.
If he was the lead singer.
That fucking claw? What is that claw that he has? Does he have to be Liberace on top of everything? He needs fucking jewelry? What the fuck?
The Iron Claw?
Yeah, what is
Liberace?
That? Is fucking Waldo Von Erich his great uncle or something? Is he part German? Is this what we're doing now?
Was your dad a GI?
He is not part German.
Well, what the fuck, dude? He comes out with a fucking microphone that's not even plugged into anything, and he's got a claw. What the fuck kind of gimmick is that?
It could be a wireless microphone.
No, his microphone isn't plugged into shit, dude. You could see the open connector at the bottom. Fucking wannabe Milli Vanilli fucking piece of shit.
So
anything else you want to get off your chest, Tony?
Yeah, and those pleather pants he wears are fucking awfully tight around those fat thighs of his, if I'm really fucking nitpicking about it.
It looks great, though, when he rips his pants off, doesn't it?
He didn't rip his pants off, even in fucking victory for the championship, so fuck him and fuck his microphone.
Kevin, I'm going to hit you with a did you know. Did you know Tai Chi was part of Team Japan in Total Nonstop Action Wrestling's 2004 World X Cup?
The World Cup. World X Cup, yeah. I actually did know that.
That's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, New Japan knows how to get the mileage out of these people where apparently people over here don't. So
knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tai Chi.
Tai Chi who?
Tai Chi my balls, fuckface.
That's not nice. That was a whole
lot of work for that.
That was rough.
It was fucking great. Shut your hole.
I'm looking. I got to find out. He inherited the Iron Fist from somebody, and I'm looking to find out who it is.
God, TNA World Cup was awesome. Now that I think back about it. You had Team Canada. You had Team Mexico, USA. Actually really good.
Damn it. I don't see it here. Someone will tell me when they listen back. He inherited it. Wow.
Nickelodeon.
Fucking gimmick is about fucking exercise. Tai Chi.
So angry towards. Right.
That wasn't bad.
Is it because Tanahashi and Ibushi lost the titles?
No, it's because Evil's our fucking world champion, you loser.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? Fucking Naito got fucked all because of this COVID shit happened.
Wait, Matt. You just said what's wrong with that, but you were the one that told us that we were crazy if we thought that he was going to be double champion.
I agree 100%. And then I saw it was executed perfectly. Everything from the Bullet Club thing with Naito into Everything is Evil into the way he won the title with Dick to Go pretending to be Ibushi.
Bushi.
Yeah, Ibushi.
Abu.
Like he was a version of Bushi. Ibushi. Not Bushi.
Oh, Ibushi.
But the execution is great. And now it's you know, where do we go from here? Like, what happens when we get the regular, like, when Jay White comes back? Jay White wants the double titles. You know,
Matt,
is there...
do you remember when, like, when he was Watanabe?
I have my picture. And... I have a picture with him from, I think it was PWS in Belleville.
Yeah. That is, how crazy is that?
But that's, like, so all these guys, like these young lions that you're like, oh, what are these guys going to, like they go on excursion and then they come back and hopefully everyone's not a fucking karate master like the fucking Great Watto or whatever the fuck this idiot's name is.
Hey, can I ask you a question about Tai Chi?
Yeah.
Where's Watto?
Who's Miho Abe?
The
son of Abe.
It's not Muffin Ass. That's Yujiro.
Okay, who's where are these women? Are they under COVID? Are they not part of New Japan anymore?
Yes,
like, where do they go?
No, they're not. They're probably not there.
Oh, are they usually there? Because I don't remember ever seeing these women come out with these guys.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Usually, Tai Chi usually doesn't have the woman with him. The Tokyo Pimp usually has Pita.
A harem.
Muffin. Her name is Muffin Ass on Instagram.
Oh yeah, I remember.
She's usually with the Tokyo Pimp,
rocking a Shining Wizard shirt, mind you.
That's right.
Fuck yeah!
And he's gonna be wrestling Okada July 25th.
You know who really cracked me up? You know who stood out to me just for the silly fucking headbutt that he drops?
KJG.
No, Honma.
Honma's pretty entertaining. His story is very interesting. He used to be like a deathmatch wrestler.
When he jumps around, he smacks himself in the head, and then he hits the ropes, and he just falls. That's some funny shit.
Matt, who was the Bullet Club member who came out, but he had, like, the long, like, striped shirt underneath, and his mask was over his face, and on the back it said, like, something days on it. I couldn't tell who the heck he was. He literally had, like, almost looked like a referee shirt.
Was that, like, recently?
Yeah, it happened when... Evil turned.
That was.
It was some guy that I couldn't. He had like no face. I couldn't tell who the heck he was.
It was Jado.
Okay.
It says the front of his shirt was like his front of the shirt said like ask me if I care or something stupid. I don't care. And
yeah,
the back
yeah.
says like 30
yeah,
years of
whatever he had on his shirt was English.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just a weird question that I had.
No, you're good. Look, I'll be the first to tell you. I was very vocal. I hated it. I hated the idea of Evo being in the finals. I didn't know the direction they were going. I fucking love this. I'm super excited about this. And I'm jazzed to see Hiromu and him on the 25th. And it's you know, you've been handed this shitty deck of cards. Like, make the best of it. And I really think this is like... the best situation that they came up with. Like, New Japan is making a new star in Evil. And I don't know. I'm all for it. I'm all in.
It has like a, to me, like just to correlate it with like American wrestling, to me, it kind of feels like this might not be the best comparison, but comparing it to Drew McIntyre winning the belt at WrestleMania, like he's a new guy. He's a new star in a time when, you know, we're going to try something. We're going to see if it works and see if it doesn't. Matt, to your point, you watch way more New Japan than me.
I think I have a better example.
Okay, go for it.
But just because I feel like Drew McIntyre, when he won the Rumble, you know. Jack Swagger winning the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, God, no.
You don't think so?
No. Jack Swagger was a terrible world champion.
I didn't say world champ, but when he won the Elimination Chamber and he got
that
match.
He won Money in the Bank, didn't he?
Right, but he won Elimination Chamber and he got that match against Alberto Del Rio at WrestleMania.
That was a really big
was a big surprise, and you're like, oh my god, this could work out.
Yeah, that was babyface Del Rio and heel Jack Swagger,
right, with Uncle Zeb.
Yeah, that god, what a terrible program.
I don't know if that's a better example, but I get what you're saying. It was.
It's like, hey, let's run with this, because I literally just based on just. Like overhearing like what you talk about with New Japan, like I really thought, like I said before, that Sonata was going to be the guy that they're going to run with. And I don't know if I'm just completely talking out of my butt with that.
I mean, I didn't think Sonata. I thought Sonata was going to win and set up him against Naito, but now, I mean, look, you're covering your ass now. We don't know when these guys can come back to the States. So now Evil is in the Bullet Club. He is now the IWGP and Intercontinental Champion. And now he is going to feud against LIJ. So that's a match against Hiromu. That's a match against Bushi. That's a match against Sonata. That's a match against Shingo. And then maybe Naito again. Yeah. Maybe that's how you get one of the double titles off of him.
And then if I'm pontificating way, way, way down the road, if everything comes back together, Jay White is still Bullet Club. He's still technically the leader of the Bullet Club, as you informed me.
No, he's still the face that runs the place. Ospreay is going to come back, and he's done with the Super Juniors. He doesn't want the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title, so he's going to be in the heavyweight title picture. There's still Okada.
And you got, what's his name, Firepants? Who's the guy that... The junior guy, Firepants.
Junior guy, Firepants.
Not Firepants. That was just a goofy nickname I gave him. Who's the guy that... Oh, maybe it was El Desperado I was thinking of. Isn't he a junior?
El Desperado is a
junior. Fantasma.
El Fantasma. He's coming back. Yeah, man, we got... There's so many directions they can go. It's just super... And like I said, Evil is a new star now. People are going nuts over it. I love it. Hiromu's run at New Japan Cup makes this title match even more exciting. And then, Sho has had a breakout New Japan Cup and his feud with Shingo. And now he's probably going to feud, Sho and Hiromu.
You just got Tony's attention when you mentioned Sho.
So they're going to have to vacate the junior tag titles. And then I wouldn't be surprised if Sho went after Hiromu.
Is he just going to be called Sho? Is that like...
That's it.
That's going to be his name?
Sho and Yo. Right. So he's Sho.
All right.
And then who's, I don't know if you guys talked... I don't think you talked about it last week. Gallows and Anderson signed with Impact. And they can still work New Japan Pro Wrestling. So...
Yeah, I think we touched on it.
So that'll be... There's so many... So many different things. I'm super happy with this. And it was quite the pleasant surprise to wake up to Sunday morning to find out that Evil was the double champion.
He looks like a star.
Changed everything. He's got a whole new outfit. I just fucking love it. I love it. Everything is Evil.
That's right. Tony's shaking his head in disgust. Tony.
I'm shaking my head. Why? Were you thinking about the FTW championship too?
No, he looks like a woman, and that dress that he wore for his outfit didn't help matters either.
Wow, you really don't like Evil, huh?
I would have went with Sonata, but that's just my call.
Yeah, but Sonata wasn't even in the question. Sonata had been gone.
I would have went with Sonata.
My cohort from my Wednesday night show, Ryan Van Dam, he pointed out, Sonata not as good when he has the flat hair. Much better when he had the spiky hair. So maybe he needs to bring back the spiky hair. Look.
All right. Good point. Good point, Ryan.
Okay.
But now they're so... Look, Sonata... If Sonata wrestles Evil, Evil doesn't want to put up the heavyweight title. He can put up the Intercontinental. Now Sonata can be your IWGP Intercontinental champion if he beats Evil. And then that sets up another match where Evil can beat him and he can still be the champion. There's so many there. I'm so excited for this. They set themselves up really nice to cover their asses. And then they still have that Lionsgate show on Friday nights that took place at the LA Dojo, where Carl Fredericks has he's graduated. He's not a young lion anymore.
What? How do you graduate from being a young lion to like a papa bear?
So after you clearly he couldn't go on excursion because of all this shit. But when they decide you're ready, so when you've paid your dues, in New Japan, you're a young lion for whatever, let's say a year and a half. You do your thing. When you're done, they send you away. Like Yo and Sho worked Ring of Honor as the Tempura Boys.
That's right.
And they opened like a ton of shows. Like nobody could give them the fucking time of day.
Did Carl Fredericks have his graduation ceremony on Zoom?
Maybe. It's very possible. But he is in a feud now with Jeff Cobb.
Love Jeff Cobb.
So this LA Dojo Lionsgate project is going to lead up to them featuring Carl Fredericks against Jeff Cobb.
I can dig it.
So, and it's an easy watch. It's two matches. Kevin Kelly, Gino Gambino, Chris Charlton do the commentary. It's all tape shit. It's like 40 minutes max. TJP is highly featured in it. I highly recommend it if you have New Japan World. Definitely check it out. It's an easy watch. It's two matches. They're really pushing this Carl Fredericks, Jeff Cobb thing heavy. So if you're a fan of the New Japan, definitely check that out. It's just more content for you. It's Friday nights. It's on New Japan World.
Okay, yep. I'm in.
Where do you guys want to go next?
The United States Championship.
All right. You were very excited about this last week.
Oh, boy. Do I have to open up another drink here for this?
Probably.
I got to see what Tony...
Now,
Tony
you saw it, you saw it on your TV screen, Tony, just as we were signing off last week.
Yes.
And then I'm sure you had ample amount of time to look up pictures and dissect it. So your final thoughts on said new U.S. championship title?
Long time coming. Glad there's a new design. And I really like it. I think, especially compared to the new IC belt, they put in a lot of time. They put in a lot of effort. There's a lot of retro to it. But it's got like a very modern look to it as well. Still got like the WWE side plates, which is kind of a staple now. But I'm really digging that main plate. There's a lot of Photoshoppers and a lot of people that, you know, had opinions on how to change it. And the only thing that I really felt that might have helped is if they put champion on the bottom and put the eagle in the middle, as opposed to putting champion across the middle, putting the eagle on the bottom. But that's just nitpicking, dude. It's a cool-looking belt. I enjoy it. Thumbs up.
Tony, can I give you a little hot take right here?
What's up?
That is the best-looking championship belt in wrestling right now.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah. It is so good. And people... You mentioned the Photoshop stuff and how people wanted, like, the blue at the top where the stars are.
Yeah.
Just to,
that was
which, no. That was one of the biggest pieces of why I hated the previous U.S. title.
Very
much color.
Very good point.
Too much color. It looked like a coloring book that you would get in the mail, like your kids would like draw on. This belt, yeah, it says champion. It says champion really, really big in the center. But hey, guys, guess what? It's a championship belt. That's okay.
I like your take.
It's okay that it says champion that large, because you know what? If you win that belt, you want people to know you are a champion.
Yes.
And it has the stars, it has the flag, it has the eagle. The plate is, I think, is perfectly proportioned, and everything about it is perfect. It makes that IC title monstrosity, and I'll say it, that belt is a monstrosity. I think it's better than the AEW World Title. I think it's better than any belt that exists. I think it's better than anything MLW has, to be honest with you. I hate those gigantic freaking belts. It's the best belt in wrestling right now, and that is a KJG hot take. If you don't like it, stick it in your eagle.
I don't agree with you as the best looking belt, but. My initial reaction was, oh, God, here comes another new WWE title. But to both of your points, I mean, it is beautiful. The detail is amazing. It looks like a championship belt. The old U.S. title looked like someone to put a sticker on a championship belt and was like, here's our backyard-fed U.S. championship belt. The eagle looks beautiful. The coloring is perfect. Like, home run on this one. Like, they put the time and the effort into it, and it looks like a great championship belt, so I can't hate on it. I'm not a big belt guy, but it looks great. The fucking eagle.
Do you guys remember the initial reaction to when the new IC belt was brought out? Like, do you remember if it was vitriol?
A lot of people hated it, and you know what? I liked it when it first came out, but the more I see it, the more like it's fucking turning on me, dude. Like the less and less I like it as the weeks go on.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. And I think this might – I did like the Cruiserweight belt too, by the way. I want to throw that out there too. I think that's one of the better belts that they put out in a while too, the Cruiserweight Championship. But this is by far and away to me the most – I think it's the best looking belt. I mean, Matt, like you said that it – what belt would you – I mean, like you said, you're not a belt guy, so I'm not like putting a gun to your head or anything. But what belt would you compare? Like, put out there right now that looks better than this one.
I mean, I like the IWGP. I do like the AEW title. I think the Ring of Honor world title is very nice.
Very true.
But out of the WWE titles, I think it has the most character. Like, I don't like how the WWE World Championship and the
Universal.
They're just like, it's a fucking W. Like, I don't know. It means nothing to me. Like, you know how you see like the gold, you see the Winged Eagle, you picture Hogan or whoever it's synonymous with for you. You see the big gold belt, you Ric Flair or Sting, whatever. You see the fucking, the spinner belt, it's John Cena. Like, all these, like, these are just like, it seems so generic. Like, it's like, it's, I don't even care.
I was a big defender of the when they debuted the Universal title and then like the WWE Championship. I was a big defender of the big W and stuff like that, just because I don't know why I was at the time, but I maybe it was just because people hated it so much. I wanted to be like, oh, Joe's superhero to come to the defense of corporate Kevin. I wanted to be, but like the more I see them now, it's just like, it's like, ugh. Like, I don't like them as much as I used to. Tony, how do you feel about like the big W's on like the women's belts and the world and universal title?
I mean, I get why they did it. I think when that design came down, they were kind of going for a UFC. Let's make our major championships sort of look the same, have this sort of design. So when you see that belt, you know right away, okay, this is a world champion we're dealing with. This is a world championship represented by this belt.
But there's four of them, which I think kind of diluted it a little bit for me.
No, and I get it. But I mean, if you look at UFC, like how many different divisions are there in the UFC and they all have the same championship? It's like boxing too. Every weight class in boxing has the same belt. It just says a different championship on it, you know?
Yeah, but your UFC, look, first of all, UFC is real fighting. You know, like
that's what WWE's going for.
But it's not. It doesn't work. You can't tell me.
I get it doesn't work. Believe me, I agree with that. But that's probably what they were going for.
Like, you're going for entertainment and showmanship. Like, nobody's like, man, I can't. There's no. You don't look. I haven't been to a UFC fight since. I can't even. I once saw one at fucking Continental Airlines Arena, and the main event was Tito Ortiz against Elvis something. It lasted
Presley.
It'll last all fucking 3 minutes. But you don't see people with fucking UFC replica belts hanging out in the crowds. You know, like, it's not like you're a UFC champion because you beat the piss out of somebody. And then their champions get hurt, and then there's an interim champion. And the belts don't mean anything because it's real fighting. In pro wrestling, like, it's a prop. So let's make it memorable. Let's relate, you know, Brock Lesnar was a world champion in the WWE, but like, I don't know, he had a fucking big W belt. It doesn't mean, I don't know. It's hard to explain because I don't, you know, you see the Winged Eagle, you think Hogan, Macho Man, Warrior, maybe someone thinks Slaughter, you know, who fucking knows? Flair, you know, the big gold belt, Bret Flair. Hart, and, Shawn Michaels. Yeah, like the fucking, someone's like, oh, the Universal Championship. I mean, can we even keep track of who the fucking Universal Championship has been around their waist? Like, who's had it since it came? Its inception. That's another thing. They fucking take these titles, they bring them in, they take them away, they bring it back. I mean, the fact that they took the fucking IC title away at any point in WWE history fucking blows my mind. I don't understand
I think they did it twice.
It's fucking dumb.
But it was understandable at the time. They were doing the brand split. They had a world champion on each show. They felt that secondary belts, there were too many of them. So, I mean, I get that. At that point in time, you had, like, the hardcore championship, the European championship, the Intercontinental championship.
Yeah, but they all went away. One merged with the other, leading to it going away. Like, the hardcore title and the Intercontinental title, I think, were merged by, like, Jeff Hardy and Tommy Dreamer, I think, or something weird like that.
Yeah, but
and then
but,
Jeff Hardy lost. And then,
but then 8 months later, the IC title's back. So,
I want to say they got rid of it twice. I don't know for sure. But
I don't think
they got rid of it. Maybe once or twice.
Definitely that one time.
Yeah,
but props to them for The belt's beautiful, so.
And just two side points. One, they touted some new etching process, which allowed the belt to, like, that's why they kept calling it a clean belt, because as you can tell from looking at it, it's very deeply etched. That just means, like, the metal's pretty thick, and the grooves to cut in for the designs go pretty deep into the metal. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, supposedly, they also have SmackDown tag belts and a new NXT belt, all three of which are waiting in the wings for them to debut them. They haven't said much about the tag belts, but they did say that the NXT belt is pretty much going to look the same. It's just going to be a bigger belt, which, with Keith Lee winning the championship last week, maybe that's why they're doing it. They want it to be a bigger piece.
Well, looks like we're going to need a bigger belt.
There you go. I'm surprised this doesn't use the fucking North American one as a strap to go around his back. You know, that's what I would do.
And that's just have a 24, 360 view of belts.
Yeah, like when he spins around to bask in his glory, he's got a championship in the front, championship in the back.
God, I love that he won, by the way.
What did you guys think of the match?
I liked it. I actually watched it last week while it aired, and I really enjoyed the shit out of it. Good for Keith Lee.
I think the match may have been overshadowed by the moment, but the match was fantastic. It's Keith Lee and Adam Cole. I mean, come on.
Yeah, the match. I mean, NXT is good at building their shows around one match, but this lived up to the hype. It was a fucking awesome match and an awesome moment. My question, and it goes back to New Japan too, is what are we now? How are we doing this double? Like, what's the play with this double championship thing?
Maybe the North American belt gets shelved. Maybe he surrenders it. I don't know.
Maybe he pulls double duty and fights twice on a takeover.
Yeah, you know, they did that with Seth Rollins years ago, and I don't care for it, dude. I just don't. Like right now, like even with New Japan, like yeah, the two belts are together. It's kind of like, all right, split them up. Fucking do something, you know.
But you can, like,
what's the point of having two belts?
I think it works better for, so like Evil's a heel, right? So Sonata says, "I want to challenge." Sonata goes, "I want to challenge you for your heavyweight championship." And Evil says, "No, you're only worthy of an intercontinental title shot." And then that's how you can, like, Keith Heel's a fate. Keith Heel. Keith Lee. Keith Lee is a face. So he's never going to be like, "No, you're not worthy the challenge of the North." Like, I take on all comers, you know?
With a roster of 3,000 people now, Keith Lee's going to have to wrestle twice at every fucking NXT pay per view.
I mean, the way they're taping everything, it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
I mean, let him surrender it. Who cares? There's no shame in a fucking face surrendering one of the.
No,
like, less
well, you'll, it'll create a fucking content. You can have a tournament, so.
They've been doing a lot of tournaments lately.
Yeah, well, they had no choice with the cruiserweight belt, but, you know, fucking such is life. What are you going to do?
Well, that was because of the pandemic, and then they found out that he was a piece of shit, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
But, so they don't have an interim unification match anymore, so kudos.
By the way, that storyline with those three guys is unbelievable. Like, El Hijo de Fantasma, who, whatever, Escobar, whatever his name is now, and with Joaquin Wilde and Raul Mendoza, that's like a main event type storyline, and it's all around the Cruiserweight Championship, which I love.
I have no idea who those three people are.
All right, so you had Raul Mendoza, who's been a steady, like, enhancement type guy for NXT for a very long time.
A young lion.
And you have Joaquin Wilde, who is DJ Z. Zima Ion.
Wait, his name is Joaquin Wilde?
Yeah, Joaquin Wilde.
How do you spell Joaquin?
It's a J-O-A-Q-U.
So have,
he picked that name. He picked that name, by the way. That wasn't given to him. He picked that. They were the guys that were being the masks and, like, jumping everyone and throwing them in, or they were being jumped and thrown in to vans by mask guys and ended up being said mask guys. And
were they part of Akira Tozawa's ninjas?
God, I love that too. I'm sorry. I like the ninjas.
Is he still?
It's funny and goofy. I like it.
He's still the 24/7 champion.
No, R-Truth is the 24/7 champion, I believe.
And that belt, I don't know, man. I love the concept. That belt is fucking garbaggio.
The whole thing.
Yeah, all right, Matt. What?
The whole thing. WWE is fucking garbage. Raw and SmackDown are fucking trash. You're telling me, right? This is what they're giving us, right? At Horror Show. Someone's losing a fucking eye. They're going to CGI somebody losing an eye.
Eye for an eye.
Are you fucking kidding? How fucking dumb do you think we are?
Well, didn't AEW just do this too?
Where someone... No. Kevin, the rule of this match is somebody has to lose an eye, not get poked in the eye. Their eye has to come out. That's the rules.
I did not know that.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be fucking CGI-rific, and then one of these idiots is gonna wear a fucking patch for a couple months until their eyeball magically fucking grows back because we're a bunch of idiots who watch fucking pro wrestling. Are you fucking kidding me?
Nah, dude.
An eye for an eye match? And hey, let's continue the Jeff Hardy's an alcoholic story and put him in a barroom match. Come on. Fuck out of here. We got a swamp match. We got an eye for an eye match. What are we doing here? What is this?
This is a reason to give Rey Mysterio a new mask with eye coverings. That's all it is, dude.
Tony, know what this is?
Well, I can.
The new normal.
Why you got to do that?
This is just...
Have I not bled enough tonight?
And just so people don't think I'm exaggerating, this is straight from WWE.com. All right? Seth Rollins, Rey Mysterio Jr., eye for an eye match. A winner can only be determined by extracting the opponent's eye.
.com. Matt, I got nothing, man. I'm sorry. I bet you
Seth Rollins reaches into his pocket and he pulls out like a glass eye, probably borrows it from Robert Gibson and puts some slime on it and just throws it on the mat and go, ref, I pulled his eye out. And the referee goes, okay, ring the bell.
And then he borrows Ricky Morton's balls.
And he rubs them on his face in victory. There you go.
I just don't like, we just talked about Keith Lee and Adam Cole and NXT and the Great American Bash and how they're doing great things with NXT, right? It is so hard to believe this is under the same banner. And I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but what is this?
Vince Russo's working for them again.
Did someone watch fucking when Hulk Hogan wrestled the Giant on top of the arena in monster trucks and they threw each other off the fucking Cobalt Hall?
Cobalt Hall. Get it right. Come on, man.
What building? What is this?
The Giant died, came back to life, and won the WCW World Championship.
The only way this eye for an eye thing works is if the Yeti shows up.
What, and fucking like molests them?
He can rip eyeballs out. He's the Yeti.
Super hugs.
Yeti.
Like, I don't... It's comical. Like, I don't know,
I'm looking forward to watching Raw tonight.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
What are they shilling us tonight on Raw, Kevin? What is on Raw tonight?
Matt? Couldn't tell you. I think there's a... probably Bayley and Sasha doing something.
Great.
If it's not the fucking Motley Crue baseball bat challenge, I don't care.
Wow. Mothballs on that one.
What's the Motley Crue baseball bat challenge? Do I not want to know? Do I not want to know?
Kevin?
It's the wiffle ball bat challenge is what it is.
It's like Chinese finger traps.
Except opposite. Kind of. Well, no, you're right.
No,
in a way.
They just use their vaginas instead of their fingers. And then the baseball bat is like that, and then they see how close they can
get. I get it.
How deep it goes in. It could go like this much, or it could go like hot dog down the Lincoln Tunnel. Woo! All
right.
Yoink.
They can put their feet on each other. La, la, la,
that's
la,
good.
La, la.
This is good stuff.
It would draw a great rating on Raw. I'll tell you that right now. More people would tune into that than lately.
What, a Motley Crue wiffle ball match?
Between Bayley and Sasha Banks? Absolutely.
Why is it got to be those two?
I don't know, because they're the main focus of Raw, right?
Yeah, I guess. Isn't she not Sasha? Jesus.
Pronouns, pal.
What the fuck's her name? Bailey Two Belts? Isn't that what they're calling her now? Bailey Belts?
Bailey Two Belts. And Sasha's going for Sasha Two Belts at Extreme Rules.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Can you?
No, I can't. I'm sitting here fucking like biding my time.
Okay, you have to make a choice. You can either watch Slammiversary Saturday or Extreme Rules Horror Shows Sunday.
What's the main event? Do we have a main event yet for Slammiversary?
The Slammiversary main event is Eddie Edwards against Trey Miguel against Ace Austin against a mystery opponent for the vacant Impact World Championship.
I haven't watched Impact in God knows how long. And I would probably, even without all the intrigue of who might show up and who might be there, I would probably still watch Impact over the WWE show on Sunday.
Horror
show. I'd watch Extreme Rules.
Really?
Well, because I'm paying $10 a month for the network anyway. And I really want to fucking see how bad it can be.
No, I'm saying you would watch it. I mean, you could watch it whenever you want. But like at that, if you had to pick between one or the other.
Well, there's no point to the question. I mean, I could watch it whenever I want, but fair. I have a choice. I would choose to watch the Extreme fucking Horror Show, whatever they're calling it.
Oh, wow. That's baffling even for corporate Kevin.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. It'll be even better because you'll have picks and you'll be invested in it. So that'll make you even more happy to watch it. Yes, I am number one. You're right. I'm number one in the standings.
Plugs. Are we doing plugs? Can we take a break?
We can take a break if you want.
Games. I
want
to fucking get aggravated at Kevin's list.
Do you know why Charlotte Flair is off TV?
Titties.
Surgery.
Yes, she's getting a breast reduction because she was getting her fluids were leaking into her and making her sick.
Correct.
Silicone poisoning.
Wait.
Silicon Valley.
AKA COVID-19.
Because Andrade's been beating them shits up, son.
All right.
He's been using them as fucking chalupas.
Good for her.
Put this fucking chorizo in the middle of them.
There you go.
Take care of yourself, kid.
Goddamn, pal.
Goddamn.
Kevin Owens is taking credit for everyone at the Performance Center wearing masks now because he told Vince McMahon that everybody should be wearing a mask.
Oh, great. Fucking Dr. Owens, I presume.
Well, no, he's right, but it shouldn't take... Like, first of all, that's one thing that you shouldn't really be bragging about because it's so... Like, that means that the people that are in charge of you are dumber than you.
I mean, that's not a surprise.
So, like, if you had to tell somebody higher up than you on the corporate ladder that, hey, we should be wearing masks, that's just dumb.
And it's even worse when it's the owner of the company you have to tell that too.
Exactly. So,
Vince, are you kidding me? He probably did.
According to an interview with Sports Illustrated released earlier today, Kevin Owens said that WWE's recent implementation of a mask policy with fines for non-compliance came from him.
Yeah, but
he's a top guy. He probably told Vince.
He probably went to Bruce Pritchard, and Bruce Pritchard said, Vince, you know what? It's not looking good. Let's get some masks out here.
The 36-year-old recently said the masks weren't being taken seriously enough. Eventually, a fine system was implemented to make sure people took it seriously. That came from me. I thought that masks weren't being worn seriously enough, so I went and talked to the people in charge. They immediately did what they could to remedy the situation. Earlier in July, Fightful had reported that a talent had gone to Vince McMahon about masks and social distancing.
Yeah, so he went to Vince.
I don't read it that way.
Well, the last part is what I read, that he went to Vince.
No, somebody else went to Vince months ago. He went to the people in charge.
No, that was probably him that went to Vince months ago.
Then why wouldn't they say that?
No.
Post Wrestling noted a recent podcast author, Pat LaPreda, did where he said... I'm just reading this verbatim. It doesn't make any sense right now. Owens went to McMahon and aired his concerns, saying he was going home. McMahon reportedly asked what he should do, with Owens responding, McMahon was the only person the crew was going to listen to. McMahon brought up the idea of fines, but questioned whether that would be a detriment. Owens replied that he once swore on SmackDown and was fine, never doing it again as a result.
All right, well, there you go. There's your proof. Okay, it was Owens. Awesome. Good for him.
And I know his wife lost her grandfather to COVID, so he is taking this very seriously. As well, you should be, too, because it's not about you necessarily, if you're a younger fella. It's about the people you come in contact with who don't have an immune system that can fight said disease. So just put a mask on when you leave the house. Not when you're driving your car, like when you go into a store. The people that wear a mask when they drive their car make me laugh hysterically.
I'm going to defend that for a second. Because when I leave my house, I put the mask on, and I don't want to touch it again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want it to be, like, dangling in my car. Like, I don't want it to be on the seat to get...
Why? What's going on in your car?
I don't know. You just never know. Like, when I leave my house, I put the mask on. It doesn't come off till I come home.
So you're one of the people I laugh at.
All right. Better safe than sorry, right?
I guess.
Yeah, but who are you with in your car? Are you picking up randos on the street?
No. It's not at the point. I just don't want to touch the mask again. So, like, say I forget to wash my hands after touching a doorknob or something like that, and I have the mask on. I don't want to touch the mask to take it off.
Yeah, but when you one of the little bottles of Purell.
Oh, I have a million of them, boy.
That's all you need.
I got them right here. You just don't want to touch the mask again. That's all.
But you touch the door when you go to the liquor store. Then you touch the door to get your booze. And then who knows who touched whatever you're about to pick up. And then when you
right,
get your
my
car.
Mask is, my mask is on. My mask is on the entire time.
Right. So you touch all this stuff and then you get to your car and you just Purell your hands, right? Or do you wear gloves?
Either
sure, right. Depends. So why wouldn't you, when you're going to Purell your hands and then take the mask off when you're driving?
Well, I mean, that's something.
So you don't, like, you know, pass out from wearing the mask while you're driving.
Well, that's been happening a lot lately. Don't fucking kid yourself.
I have air conditioning, Matt. Not going to pass out from wearing a mask in a car for 12 minutes.
Okay.
Did you see a couple days ago some lady, I want to say it was Ridgewood, she went and got the test, got back behind the wheel of her car, and fucking passed out like a minute from the testing site. And she plowed through an outdoor section of a restaurant that happened to be closed because it was raining. So thank God, because she fucking took out like 7 or 8 tables and like 5 tents. And then she wound up hitting a tree across the street. She was still passed out. Had no idea that any of that shit happened.
Crazy town.
You know what you got left when you take out 5 tents? 5 tents.
Jesus. Fucking KJG is back. Bravo, sir. Bravo. Matt fucking joke, too, on top of it. I love it.
Fighter Fest also took place Wednesday night. I figured just get all this out of the way before we jump into our games and fun.
Okay.
What did you guys think of Fighter Fest?
I'm Purelling.
Orange Cassidy, Chris Jericho, Adam Page, and Kenny Omega against Private Party.
Private Party, yeah.
I love that. That tag match was awesome. Great way to start the show.
They love kicking off shows with tag matches, especially with Kenny Omega and Page.
And right into it, which is great. It reminds me of the old WCW Cruiserweight days. Like, bam, you're fucking right in there.
Janela Lance Archer.
Fucking Jake the Snake, get the fuck off the ramp. How many times am I going to bitch and moan about this shit?
That's pretty bad, man.
It's annoying and distracting, and the fucking Death Squad or whatever the fuck their names are did the same shit. Get the fuck off the ramp.
Matt, is he teasing this entire time, and I may have missed this, is he teasing that there's a snake in that bag?
Yes.
It doesn't make sense for Archer, though, does it? Like,
maybe he uses the snake to control Archer when Archer gets out of control.
That's the one thing I don't like about that, is that he's, like, it shouldn't be a focus on Jake the Snake with a snake. It should be on Archer.
Jake shouldn't be on the fucking ramp. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, I also don't like those. All right. For those watching on Hot Mic or not watching on Hot Mic.
Nelly. Really, dude? What? Really, dude? Your cat's butthole right on fucking camera.
It's Nelly. Say hi, Nelly.
Hey, dude, come on.
She's not bothering anybody.
She's bothering me. She's pointing a fucking brown eye at everybody watching on Hot Mic.
She don't know any better.
She's definitely your cat.
She's not going anywhere either, Tony. Yeah, so she's parked it right here.
She was just sleeping, and then she heard us talking about animals, so she wanted to come up here and give her 2 cents.
I'll introduce.
How's that working out, by the way, with her?
It's great. Her and Trixie get along great, and Muta stays downstairs.
I want a cat.
No, you don't.
Don't step on the keyboard, though.
Oh, you're on the keyboard. You listening to him, Trixie? Or
no, this
Nelly?
Is Nelly. Come on, Nelly.
Nelly. Get out of here, Trixie.
What else we had? So Joey had a good showing against Archer, and the Sonny Kiss involvement was nice. And Sonny's getting a huge opportunity this Wednesday night.
Against Cody.
So that's exciting. No, stay down there.
That's really cool. Were people angry about this now, too?
Like,
about what?
Who?
Because didn't Cody have to, like, defend something? Like, didn't he have to, like, say, like, people that are angry about a gay person getting a world title shot should be...
punched in the fucking head? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had to defend it, but that's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Right. No, I agree with you. But it was one of the headlines I saw that Cody had to, like, defend it or something. Like
I
that.
See a lot of dumb shit on Twitter. That was not one of them. So that couldn't have been that big of a deal.
I don't know. It was a headline where he, like, said on, he did an interview or something, and he just defended it. That's all. So
I just don't
think. But that is great for our pal, Sonny Kiss.
It's awesome.
Right, Trixie?
Sonny. That's Nelly. Oh.
All right.
The Elite's going to take on Jurassic Express this week on Dynamite. And we're going to get to see Brian Cage and John Moxley.
And who is Pillman? Was that on Dark or does he have a match on?
He has another. He has another match this week against Brian Cage for the FTW Championship.
There we go. See, there's the lead, Matt. That's the lead that we buried right there. The FTW Championship is back. Tony, why? You just want to go to break, don't you?
If we're going to waste valuable airtime on this, you boys better fucking buckle up because this is fucking idiotic, stupid, and fucking mentally insane that they would fucking do this. The guy misses one fucking week because his wife has COVID. You want to make that part of the storyline? Fine. What is the point of bringing this fucking stupid, fake, bullshit championship around, knowing full well Brian Cage has a world title match next week, and if you had confidence in this big fucking path of Cage, you would understand and fucking believe and infiltrate that into people's minds that he's going to walk away as the AEW world champion. What the fuck point does this belt have at this stage in the game? None. Zero, zilch, is nothing. Garbage. Fucking complete garbage. And you're trying to get Cody over with the secondary belt on top of it. Fuck it. Let's just give this fake belt to Brian Cage and have him stand there like a fucking idiot while Taz puts this dumb belt over that nobody gave a shit about 25 years ago and people don't give a shit about now. It's dumb. Kate the Great was absolutely 100% right when she talked about it Wednesday. If you're not listening Wednesday, you're fucking stupid and you should because the fucking insight there was unbelievable and I agree with it 100%. Garbage, garbage belt, garbage timing, garbage situation. Brian Cage is fucking the be-all and end-all. He's supposed to beat fucking John Moxley for the world championship. Let's just give him a fake belt a week before time. Fuck that nonsense. Garbage. All right.
Matt, do you want to go first?
Stop, Nelly. No, it's Nelly.
Trixie.
You would know if Trixie was in here because everything would be fucked up. I'm with Tony. I think it's them going after the nostalgia. It's them giving Brian Cage something to do instead of cutting another promo with Taz. The titles
cutting another promo.
I'm not against it. I'm just saying this is what they did. They're doing nostalgia. Unless, you know, this is Moxley fucking takes it and hits it with a hammer after he beats Brian Cage next week, and it's just something for him to destroy because he's a maniac. It's fucking
I hope he
dumb.
Throws it.
No way they're doing that to that belt.
I hate
his belt.
Throws it in the Lake of Reincarnation and Sabu comes out and fucking fucks Taz
murder
on
you.
TV.
I'll murder you if fucking Sabu shows up.
I hope Sabu comes out and the genie fucking comes out of the water like this and does her thing and he fucking throws feces and blood all over Taz and Taz has to go away for 6 months and then Brian Cage has to cut his own promos with his dumb fucking circle belt.
I hate I hate this fucking title. I hated it fucking 20...
My fucking rage.
What? Yeah, your path of rage makes me sleepy. I hated it fucking 20 years ago. It was fucking stupid. Shane Douglas was hurt, so he just made up a fucking title because he couldn't challenge for the world title. And he fucking carried it around because he's a miserable piece of shit in ECW. And he fucking lost it to fucking Sabu. That's fucking dumb. I hate it.
All right, boys. I fucking hate it. I got a couple questions.
Oh, here we go.
how would you compare this to these two situations? Shawn Michaels never loses the Intercontinental title belt, but brings out his own. I know that's different, but it's still, he's walking around as a champion. And it's a big deal when Razor Ramon wins. He's already the Intercontinental champion, but he wins another fake championship. That's a big deal. And also, Tony, most recently, Moose being the TNA champion.
Oh, shit. Tony, eat a fucking shit sandwich. How is that any different?
That's not a real championship, technically.
Because in that situation, that was an official championship that existed in the history of that company. Number one. Number two, you have a champion that was fucking out of the country, not able to come in for months at a time.
All right. Take the real life out of it.
I compare the situation to the Jordan Devlin situation with the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. Since the Impact Brass didn't want to do anything and have an interim champion, Moose said, fuck this. We need leadership, and I'm going to be that leader. So he resurrected an established championship said, I'm going to defend this because we need a world champion.
That's kind of what Brian Cage and Taz did.
No, it's not. Brian Cage has a fucking world title shot next week, Kevin. Did Moose have a world title shot? No.
Yeah, but he didn't get it when he was supposed to get it.
Completely.
So why wait? Why wait till the future? Why wait to the not knowing when, hey, right now, I am the FTW World Heavyweight Champion?
Because it doesn't mean anything.
Well, neither does the TNA Championship.
But why are you... He has...
Neither did Shawn Michaels Intercontinental Championship.
Kevin, he's got a title match. And besides, Shawn Michaels can come back and say, I never lost this title. They stripped it of me, and that's bullshit. And then Razor Ramon said, all right, you want to see who's the champ? Let's fucking see who's the champ.
But why was Razor Ramon so excited? Why would he hold up a fake championship belt to the top of that ladder at WrestleMania 10? What does he care? That's a fake belt. Why did it mean so much to him?
Because it finally shut Shawn Michaels up once and for all.
All right.
And he proved that he was the rightful champion.
All right.
And why would you not hold up two belts if there's two belts available, Kevin?
All right.
So which one's the real one and which one's the fake one?
All right.
What did Conor McGregor do when he won the fucking other weight class? He said, where's my other fucking belt? Because it's a fucking cool picture with Razor Ramon holding two belts with his fucking arms out. That's why, dude.
All right, Tony. This is the same thing.
Are you kidding me?
This is the exact same thing.
You are out of your mind. If you're trying to get me fired up for your top five, you did a good job. Congratulations.
Nope, not even remotely close.
Lack of people, I swear to God.
People, Matt shit on the FTW belt back in ECW, and a lot of people did. But to me, watching it, that seemed like a belt. The $1 million championship, Tony, Christ, get out of here. The $1 million championship was defended as a real belt when it was just BS.
And it was BS.
But it was great.
Ted DiBiase didn't have a world title match the next week after you introduced it, Kevin.
Stop.
Do you understand the difference?
Stop trying to die on that hill of Gloria Beans. You're on a
collision course with John Moxley, and it's happening in two nights.
We don't know that. We didn't know that. We didn't know that.
We've known this for weeks. We knew this last week.
He was also supposed to fight on week two of Fighter Fest. Didn't happen.
Yeah, which was last week. So it waited a week. Whoop-de-doo.
But if we didn't know what was going to happen then, who knows if it was going to happen next week or this week?
Maybe Kevin's on to something, Matt. What do you think?
I don't know what you guys are yelling and screaming about.
Well, he was putting Trixie to bed. So,
you mean to sleep?
Oof. God, Tony. Oh. I'm putting it that Tony's a hypocrite when it comes to fake championships.
Kevin doesn't see the difference between Razor Ramon and Shawn Michaels in this fucking FTW garbage.
What was your Moose counterpoint, Tony? It's the same fucking thing. Moose just, it's like fucking the MBW.
Do this again?
No, it's when fucking JT Scuggs pulled the fucking West Orange title out of the fucking garbage and he made himself the fucking champion. It's when Hacksaw Jim Duggan found a fucking title in the garbage and he just made himself champion.
You're going to compare this to MBW? You're going to compare this to
it's not the first time it's happened, though. Why are you getting all fired up about this?
Because these are championships. Well, not JT Scuggs, but this championship that Duggan found in the garbage was something that Scott Hall just crazily threw away. And Duggan's like, this belt has history and lineage behind it. And by God, we're going to fucking bring it back to
Tony. The $1 million championship.
He was not getting a world title shot. So what is the spoiled rich?
Neither was JT Scuggs.
What does this have to do with Brian Cage giving himself a fake title a week before he's got a world title match?
Because what's more antagonistic?
If he gets fucked out of the championship and then introduces the FTW title belt because management's not giving him a return match, fine. Completely understandable. He's the spoiled fucking rotten fucking meathead who can't get a title shot, so he's just gonna make up his own. That's a million times better than a week before a world title match introducing a fake belt. It's stupid. I can walk out with 20 fake belts. I still gotta wrestle John Moxley for the real thing next week. So what's the fucking point?
Because what's more annoying than somebody who you know isn't the fucking champion telling you they're the fucking champion?
It's fucking dumb.
I beat you in fantasy football in the championship. I get all the winnings for the league and I get a trophy. But all fucking offseason, you're going, I'm the fucking real champion. I'm the fucking real champion.
Well, I'm the king. Well, I'm the king. Well, I'm the king of fake belt dance.
It's fucking annoying. That's all it's meant to do.
Fucking wrestling. It's all fake. Everybody gets a belt. Everybody goes to Jamar, and everybody goes to Dave Milliken, and everybody goes to fucking Orange Choppers, and they get their fucking belts, and we all fucking whistle zippity-doo-dah. Do some fucking plugs, because I need a break. Fucking, I'll be right back.
Tony, we need music.
Oh, my God.
All right, Tony took a break. Tony's off. Tony just said FTW, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. But if you enjoy what you're listening to, you can head over to our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And for as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. I went to the post office today, and I sent out a gaggle of packages for all of our Patreon supporters. As you move up in the tier, once you hit the $10 mark, every 3 months we send you out a box of wizardry. It includes t-shirts. Right. It includes trading cards. It's all sorts of knickknacks. I ordered all sorts of cool stuff this week from all these great companies that make these really fun wrestling related things. And I order them and we just put them in these boxes of wizardry for you. So if you want to support us, for as little as $1 a month, that'll get your name mentioned on the show, and you get a coupon code for prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards and save 10% on our t-shirts. For $3 a month, you get mentioned on the show, you get the code, and you get our monthly watch-along. And I made the dire, dire mistake of watching an episode of WWE CW
last
week.
Yeah, can I ask why you did that? And why you chose that episode?
I don't know why I chose that episode. I did it because I knew it was going to aggravate me, and I knew that it would make for great bonus content. I didn't know that I would get as angry as I did. And I had some time to kill, so I figured why not, because I know we needed one for July. So we want to take this time to thank those that support us over at our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. Of course, the queen of the Shining Wizards, Miss Kathy Hummer, the king, Mr. Manny Carrazzo, Anthony and Danny Rusinello, the AOP of the SWP, Ryan Arthur at alimentary.com. That's alimentary.com. He's a brewery in northern Jersey, Bergen County, Hackensack. They have outdoor seating for the time being. You can go over there, grab a beer. If you want to grab some to-go brew, you could definitely get some over at alimentary.com. That's alimentary.com. Sean Toe and Sean Callejo, Brett Simonello, Matt Garifo, no relationship to the KJG, Mr. Matt Mellinger, old Christine Friesendorf, Mark Parloni, who is celebrating a birthday, so we want to say happy birthday to Mark, even though you shit the bed with your New Japan Cup picks, Kenny Hawsey, Mr. Scotch Drinkmore, Jay Kopp from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, the big Kopp of Pump, the best member of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks, the only one that supports the Shining Wizards, so Phil and Choppy can go fuck themselves. Thomas
just
Copps
celebrated 8 years, didn't they? Or eight? What was it? 8 years or 800 episodes? What was it?
And I tell you what, yes, they just celebrated their 8th anniversary this past week. And Jay was the one that put us over that. One of the greatest things about him being on the show is that he got to meet us and hang out with us. And he was talking about your trip down to Philly when you guys all went to go see MLW and all that stuff. So Jay's aces in my book.
Yeah, Jay's the best. If you want to send Choppy a pair of socks, I highly recommend it. And I don't know what you can send Phil, but send him something. He'll be happy with it. Thomas Kopps, the Moot Spock.
Mott.
Yes. Michael Hammond. Check your email, buddy. David Henry Bauer III. His pal Antonio Hosserman makes experimental music at harvestmanrecords.bandcamp.com. Matthew Birch, the true Prince of Pro on Twitter, one of our longest supporters. It's great to have Matthew along for the ride. And, of course, Kate the Great Hensler. At ondeckic.com. If you need a jingle, if you need a jangle, Kate's your gal. Go over to ondeckic.com and she'll hook you up the best doggone music you ever heard in your whole entire life. Your ears will be rootin', tootin', happier than a pig in shit. Yes, Kevin Garifo.
Matt, question for you. Hey, was this based on the how much you put over Tony on last week's?
100.
And now you're just trying to top. You're just trying to top it here.
No, I'm trying to keep the energy up because she said she was going to give us more money. So I'm trying to get us more money.
You want me to do the plug? I'll do the plug.
No, you're too busy stuffing your fucking face with sandwiches, you fucking slob.
Hold on, do it. Tony, do it.
Ice cream sandwich.
Ice cream sandwich every week. The plug's done, Kevin. Last but not least, Mr. William Mercier Jr.
Lives are going to be in William Mercier's hands. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, Kevin. We also have the Shining Wizards Network, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, home to a great bunch of shows. Radioactive Metal's on there. The Inconclusive Breakdown podcast is on there. Does the Jersey Wrecking Crew, do they still have a podcast?
Hiatus, I think.
They're on a hiatus. They took the COVID off. They're doing nothing like they were before. Welcoming back the Midnight Jury. The gang over there, they're back on the network, so they're rocking and they're rolling. Tony, did I forget anybody on our illustrious network?
No, I think we're... Oh, Wrestling Night in Canada. Snowy's got another project that he's doing.
Oh, Wrestling Night in Canada. If you want to hear a bunch of people talk about the Maple Leaves and Moose.
I do.
And Canadians, eh?
Hey, Snowy and the gang over there put us over constantly on that show. They got nothing...
What about any of my friends still on the network, or are they all gone?
Oh, they're there, but they don't plug us, so.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so they can go fuck their hands, too. How do you like them apples? You fucking, yeah. You bunch I of like hacks. How do you like them?
Somebody joined a new network and didn't plug the old network they were on, so whatever.
All right, we got to start airing commercials again, so you can go get your fucking...
We aired last week.
Snacks.
When you weren't here, it was great.
Oh, it was great when I wasn't here.
I didn't say that, Matt.
I know you did,
commercials,
Kevin.
When you weren't here, because Kevin really wanted to take a break. So I said, you know what? We haven't taken a commercial break in quite some time. So
I listened on one of my long walks.
So you heard the commercial break, right?
Yeah, I did. I like commercials.
There you go.
We need to get on people and get some commercial breaks, a little sense of normalcy back on this show, Tony.
Well, we need to start running the commercials again, but we've been covering so much doggone wrestling, as you like to say.
Now,
breaks.
How are you boys going to figure out whose game goes first?
Kevin's going to go first because mine is going to fucking murder your faces tonight.
Yeah, I always think mine should go first because it'll go faster and it'll free my mind for having to participate in Tony's.
Yeah, it'll get me nice and aggravated so I can cool down while I'm actually being a host of a something.
So much anger. So much anger over there. Tony,
you're firing me up. The two of you with these fucking nonsense belts. What can I tell you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know.
Tony, you're just wrong.
Like yourselves.
Kevin's list is the top five FTW champions.
Oh, right. Crap.
And I bet he forgot all five of them.
No, Taz is actually not even on that list.
Well, that's what I mean. Oh, that was a good one.
Sabu, right? Was Sabu an FTW champion?
Fucking awful. Awful
you
fucking
would think
nonsense.
He would be on the list, but no. Zack Ryder, number three.
Zack Ryder is the best. He's the heart and soul superhero of ECW. All right, let's start off with Kevin's top five ski.
Oh, where's our music?
Trixie, get out of here.
It's Nelly.
All right,
there you go, Kev.
Today, this is freaking me out.
the music?
I have to get used to it. I'm sorry.
I lowered it.
Today's top five, gentlemen, is the top five superstars from WCW that came over in the invasion angle and had a good career post-invasion angle in WWE. So it is top five WCW superstars that came over in the invasion angle and had some pretty nice longevity.
I kind of like this one. I think this is a good topic.
All right.
I was a little nervous because I feel like some of them are kind of obvious, but some of them might be a little under the radar. And once you guess, if you guess something wrong, I'll explain why. Because I know you guys are going to guess at least one wrong.
Can I ask if there are tag team entries and if they're the same entry as like as just one or you split them up?
There are no tag team entries.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that one person wasn't involved. So
okay, gotcha.
Tony, may I start?
Sure, it's all yours.
I would like to go with I'm going to say our number one answer, and I will say Booker T.
Booker T is number one, and usually the number one is the easiest answer because that just inspires the list. When you have a list, usually the number one is the one to the reason of the list. Booker T, Matt, number one as Trixie, applause.
It's Nelly.
Nelly, I'm sorry. Does that offend you? That doesn't offend you that I keep calling her Trixie, does it?
I thought it was your gimmick, and I was just going to keep correcting you.
Okay, all right. Then that's what we're going to keep doing. Trixie. All right, so Trixie's number one.
No, Booker T is number one.
Ah, that's right. Booker T's number one. Good call.
Hey, do we want background music for this or not?
Yes.
All right, let me get some.
We got to make it like a game show. Hey.
Hi, Tony. You're up, buddy.
Awesome. I've got a few I can go with, but I'm going to go with Billy Kidman.
Thought about him.
Oh, you fuck this already. Really?
But Billy Kidman did not make the list. And what's going to be so great is that who I picked to make the list is going to piss you off. So
I'm already pissed off, dude. It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Kidman was 5A or 5B.
Fuck me, Ronnie. I don't know. It's whatever.
Invasion. I'm going to shoot my shot, and I think I'm going to miss, but I'm going to say DDP.
DDP is a miss. Wow. And he was only because I don't consider him, even though he was a part of it. His introduction to WWE was the stalker angle, and it wasn't really invasion. Like, it didn't seem like it was invasion-esque, even though he did end up being in like the tag matches and stuff like that. And also, his career in WWE was just not that great after this.
Fair enough.
So I did not include DDP in this list.
Duly noted.
Yeah. Tony.
Lance Storm.
Tony, Lance Storm is number four.
Hey, you got one, buddy guy.
Tony hits on Lance Storm, you know, his debut where he missed that super kick on Saturn. And he comes in and does a lot of Intercontinental Champion, Tag Team Champion, butt of Stone Cold Steve Austin's jokes, the Un-Americans. Good career for Lance Storm to get him number four. Matt.
Chris Canyon.
Chris Canyon did not even come close to making the list.
Wow, all right. All right. If this list had taken place in about a couple weeks when I had gotten to this point in 2001 in my weird binge-watching thing that I'm doing, which I can tell you about later, I would probably know more about this. But I'm just shooting my shot.
Matt, this is kind of why I picked this list to do, because I know that you were kind of right around where you checked out, like probably a little before this, and so it seems like an easy list, but it's not if you don't know what's happening at this time or what they did, so or who was involved in the acquisition. So Chris Canyon was given the U.S. championship from Booker T. Otherwise he was relegated to Velocity, and that was pretty much it. W winning that U.S. title like Rhino and Tajiri. So no, Chris Canyon not on the list. Tony.
Sean O'Hare
is a good one, but he did not make the list. And Sean O'Hare, I think, did his best stuff with Roddy Piper, and that was far after the invasion. And he just didn't, and that didn't last long either. So unfortunately, the no longer with us Sean O'Hare did not make the list.
I will see your Sean O'Hare, Tony, and I will raise you a Chuck Palumbo.
I knew this was going to trigger it. And Matt, Chuck Palumbo is number 5
yes.
on the list. And he is who Billy Kidman got bumped for, Tony.
Okay.
Because Chuck Palumbo had that great run with Billy and Chuck. Fantastic comedic storyline with the wedding with Eric Bischoff and 3 Minute Warning. And then he had another run where he came back as, you know, the American badass, Chuck Palumbo, with motorcycles and had that epic feud with Jamie Noble over Michelle McCool. So Chuck Palumbo, number
You're really selling me 5 on that, Kev.
That's right. Matt, go back and watch. It's on the WWE Network.
Oh, I'll tell you after this game, before we get into the can you top that, can you beat that, I'll tell you what I'm
doing. I'm extremely nervous about can you beat Tony's that.
You should. All
right. So, Tony, we have 1, 2, 3 down. You have 2 left.
Hugh Morris. Think, right?
No, Hugh Morris stunk. he had his Tough Enough stuff, and then he came back as Bill DeMott, but really did nothing. He's the worst.
Okay.
All right, so all these people were involved in the invasion angle, right?
Correct.
Rob Van Dam.
But it's WCW was the
oh,
caveat.
Oh, shit. All right, fuck.
So I'll let you go again.
Hurricane Helms.
Hold on 1 second. Take a drink out of my Brian Myers koozie here. Hurricane Helms is number 2, Matt.
Yeah. I'm fucking Landed killing it 2, here.
Arguably probably the most successful career, I think, in WWE outside of Booker T. From Gregory Helms to Hurricane Helms to going back and forth and back and forth. ECW original Hurricane Helms, Matt.
I'll fucking stab you.
I think that episode that you watched of ECW was when he saved a woman falling off a scaffold.
It was. Oh, it was. All right. It was awful.
Sorry, I'm burping.
How many spots are left?
One
left. The number 3 position.
I think I got it. He's got to be on the list.
Did right? you look? Did you look it up?
No.
Did you look up like roster members?
No, but it follows because you got 2 other cruiserweights on the list. And I'm going to say Jamie Noble.
No, because I don't think he was there for the invasion. I think he was hired after.
Oh, all right.
I could be wrong about that. He may have been Ohio Valley Wrestling, but even if he was there, he would not have made the list, Tony. I'm sorry. I love you.
All right. WCW Invasion.
So you're looking it up with Trixie?
No, I'm not looking at anything. I can't. Kevin, if I open 1 screen on this, there's a good chance everything crashes, so I can't look anything up here.
And I thought we were allowed to look stuff up for Kevin anyway.
No, but I feel like this list you shouldn't because it's like picking like 5 guys out of like 18. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a big pool. So I don't think you should.
Okay.
Like, if it was, like, history of, like, you know,
WCW
best...
WCW Invasion.
World Heavyweight Champions of all time or something like that. Then WCW, I would let you look it up. But WCW. At least look up a list of people and try to guess if they were on.
Who was part of the invasion? No Flair, no Goldberg.
Yeah, trust me, he wouldn't be on this list if Hurricane and Chuck Palumbo were on it.
Mike Awesome was not there, was he?
Yeah.
He was there.
Mike Awesome won the hardcore title in his debut.
I think that may have been Madison Square Garden, but he's not on the list. But that wasn't a guess. You didn't really guess that, so I don't count that.
WCW. Who am I forgetting?
While you think, I do want to make a blaring omission that from last week's list, I totally forgot about Kofi Kingston making his debut in ECW.
Well, that was a big mistake.
Sheamus was the one that I thought was the biggest mistake, but Kofi Kingston would have been either a 1 or a 2 with CM Punk.
Tony, if you have somebody, please, by all means.
No, I have nothing, dude. I have no fucking clue.
Oh, come on, guys.
Rey Mysterio wasn't part of the invasion, right?
Nope.
Okay. Booker T. Buff Bagwell didn't even last a cup of coffee there.
Wouldn't even count him. Nope.
Hall and Nash didn't come back until...
2002. 2001, 2002. Right.
who the fuck am I? Forget Jeff Jarrett never went back there, right?
Nope. Not till he became a producer and went into the Hall of Fame.
Sid never went back. Scott Steiner.
No.
Nope. After.
Later.
2003, I believe. Could be wrong about that, too. No, I think it was 2003.
Oh, fucking Chavo Jr.
Tony gets it. Chavo Guerrero. And I know he looked it up because he said Chavo Jr. and not Chavo Guerrero. So he had a list up there.
Chavo!
Chavo Guerrero. Former cruiserweight champion, multi-time over, tag team champion, Los Guerreros.
Far off when I was going with cruiserweights. I just didn't fucking think of Chavo until now.
That's who I thought you were going to say when you went with Jamie Noble. I thought you were going to go Chavo. I thought
no, because I just thought Jamie Noble's been around for so much longer. He did a lot of shit with the cruiserweight belt with Nydia. He was a producer for a long time. That's a hell of a lot of success coming out of an invasion angle.
No, agreed. And Jamie Noble would have been there if he just did a little more, but I also don't think he was in the invasion. I think he debuted after. So there's that. So all that right. Was the list, guys.
So well your done. top five from Kevin's successful WCW stars who went on to have a good WWE career after the invasion angle. Booker T came in at number one. Hurricane Helms came in at number two. Chavo Guerrero Jr. at three. Lance Storm at number five. And Chuck Palumbo rounds out the top five list.
Lance Storm at number four.
What did I say? He was five?
Five.
Yeah. Oh, he's four. Sorry.
Kevin, yeah. That was awesome. That was a really great list. I was just so fucking aggravated. I wasn't getting anything at first, but that was a good one.
And if we had, appreciate like I said, it. If we had done that in a couple weeks, I think I would have had a better handle on it. I have gone back to post-WrestleMania 17, and I am watching every Raw and SmackDown in order and pay-per-view. I've made a list.
Other guys that could have got consideration, Mark Jindrak. Had a nice little run with Kurt Angle and Luther Reigns as the new Team Angle. He could have got some consideration, but I think this list is, and I didn't include the woman, which is just because I wanted to keep this wrestling. I mean, Tori Wilson and Stacey Keibler, come on, they had great careers in WWE, but I just wanted to keep it simple so we could make it for the game. So
oh, I liked it. I liked it. It was well done.
It was awesome.
I've watched. I've watched three weeks of WWE programming from 2001, every Raw and SmackDown, heading towards Backlash. And nice. It's about where I punched out, so I'm kind of I'm enjoying what I'm seeing because I've never seen it before. I never saw the two-man power trip. When they're fucking beating down the Hardy Boys and fucking Lita slides in the
Lita.
Ring and they're about to beat the shit out of her and fucking Limp Bizkit and Kane the Undertaker, I was like, that's fucking awesome. I even tweeted about it. There was a fucking Eddie Guerrero-Brian Christopher match for the European title, which was fucking awesome. Awesome.
That must have been when Brian Christopher came back. Or was he still part of Too Cool in 2001?
I think he was still part. He came out to the music. He was part of TooCool.com they had because there was a big boom of the .coms. So I think he was still part of Too Cool.
Does that still exist? TooCool.com?
Yeah,
I don't know. Give it a try. See if it's there.
Because yeah, there was a weird time where like Scotty Too Hot was on SmackDown teaming with like Albert and Brian Christopher was brought back and he was on the Raw brand, which made no sense to me. But he was there for like 3 weeks and then got arrested for something. And...
Yeah, awesome, I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I'm really enjoying it. I made a whole checklist. I'm gonna watch it all. I'm fast approaching the Backlash 2001 pay-per-view. So
Backlash 2001, is that where it's like Triple H versus Kane and Undertaker versus? Oh no, you're still in the invasion period.
I haven't even hit the invasion angle yet. This is where it's Stone Cold and Triple H, who have the world title and the IC title, facing Kane and The Undertaker, who are the tag champions. And there's weird
stuff. Is that a tag match? Because I think they did both.
Yes, it's a tag match, yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're diving right in.
It's time to play Can You Beat That? Woo! Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Hey, we want to welcome back to another round of Can You Beat That? It's going to be Matt against Kevin once again this week. Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm ready to rebound from my loss last week to Kevin. I feel confident. I will not be too cocky, and I think I will leave the ball in Kevin's court. So I will take my victories from Kevin tonight.
Kevin, well, Matt, how are you feeling about defending your championship tonight?
Well, Tony, I'm glad that you reminded me that I won last week because I did not even remember that. So thank you very much. I'm looking forward to defending the crown, and I hope I'm not. I agree with Matt in terms of being too arrogant about what I think I can do. I'm not going to be that arrogant, but we'll see. Because hey, listen, we don't know what they're going to ask us, so who knows?
Well, we've got a humdinger of a set of questions for you guys tonight. Don't forget, the rules are simple. One of you is going to pick a category. I'm going to tell you what the question is. You're going to tell me how many answers you think you can get correct, and then I'll turn to your opponent and ask him, can you beat that? And the person who decides to stop at that point has to answer all the questions. If they get all their answers correct, they get a point. If they miss even one, their opponent gets a point. First person to two wins. And if we are tied at 1-1, we got a sudden death question that's going to fucking blow your balls off your body. It's a hard one this week. And since Matt lost last week, we're going to start with Matt. Matt, give me a number.
Wait. Why does he get to start if he lost?
Because you won.
Because you have the champion's advantage.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Wasn't sure about that. I thought the champion would get the option. Never mind. Go ahead.
Matt, do you want to defer the option to Kevin?
No. Let's stick with your game. This is your game. I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Go ahead.
I do not want to defer.
Okay. Give me a number, one or two, and then I'll pick the section of questions.
Let's go number two. Deuce number two. Monster. Okay. I am good Kevin at the deuce.
Kevin will get the number one questions. Okay, Matt, I've got two topics for you. You tell me which one you want to roll with. The first topic, WCW2, which has 13 answers, or EC22, which has 12 answers.
Let's go EC22.
EC22 is the question. Matthew, we are looking for the 12 ECW tag teams that have won the championship more than one time, at least two-time winners of the ECW tag team championships. And we're talking about the entire run of Eastern and Extreme Championship Wrestling. 12 teams. How many do you think you can name correct?
Six.
Kevin, Matt says he can name six of the 12 tag teams, and I will ask you, can you beat that?
No, I'm gonna let him run with it.
Matt, it's all on you, buddy. Let's get some thinking music.
All right, okay, Matt, I'm gonna go.
This is dumb because I should have done it. I should have at least tried because he knows ECW so well.
Matt, the question is, ECW tag teams that have won the championship on at least two occasions. You said you can name six of the 12 teams. Matt, name those teams. Whenever you're ready. Remember, one wrong answer and the point goes to Kevin.
All right, let's go Dudley Boys.
Dudley Boys is correct. They were eight-time champions.
Let's go Eliminators.
Eliminators, correct. They are three-time champions.
Let's go Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, they are four-time champions. You have three correct answers.
Let's go the Impact Players.
The Impact Players, two-time champions. You have four correct. I'm going to lower this music a little bit.
The Gangsters.
The Gangsters. Yes, two-time champions.
So I got
five.
You
need one more correct, Matt.
Let's go. Balls and Axel.
No! Oh, no! Oh, Matt, you were so close!
Tony, can I make a guess?
Kevin, you do get the point, but yes, we're free to play around now that the heat's off the table. Kevin gets a point for that one. Kevin, who do you think?
We're RVD and Sabu, multi-time tag team champions.
Sabu, yes, they are two-time champions.
What about FBI?
FBI are not. FBI are only one-time champions. Matter of fact, Axel and Bull.
What about Lance Storm and Candido?
What?
Lance Storm and Candido or no?
No, I don't think so.
Were they tag team champions? They were, right? Because wasn't Lance Storm a replacement kind of guy?
Only one-time champion.
Okay.
Got the list written down with the ones that repeated here.
Okay, so we got Sabu and RVD is 6.
Yes.
The Pitbulls.
No, the Pitbulls are not two-time champions. Pitbulls only won the titles once.
Johnny Hotbody and Tony Stetson.
Only one time.
Oh, Jesus.
Don Morocco and Tito Santana.
Even on the list?
No.
I don't see Don Morocco.
I was just making that up.
Cronus and New Jack?
No. The Gangstonator's not.
Mikey and Tajiri?
Well, Mikey and Tajiri were one time.
Mikey and Cactus. It's not...
Mikey and Cactus is on the list.
And it's not Raven. It's not Raven and Dreamer either. They're only one time, right?
No.
Is it Raven and Stevie?
Raven and Stevie on the list. They won them twice.
Scorpio and Sandman?
Nope. One time.
How many answers were there for this?
Wait, 1, 2, 3. You're missing 1, 2. You're missing 4 answers, and 2 of them are really fucking hard.
Malenko and Taz?
Nope.
Sabu and Taz?
Nope.
Benoit and somebody?
What?
Benoit and Malenko?
Nope.
Furnace and Lafont only won it once.
Yep.
Sabu, RVD, we got that. The Eliminators, we got.
Mm-hmm.
Chili Willy and somebody?
Nope.
Doring and Roadkill?
What? Oh,
they were the final champs.
They were the final champs.
Rhino and Jack Victory, or Rhino and Steve Carino, or
nope.
Oh man,
Matt, you're gonna kick yourself with one of the fucking obscure teams.
It's not the Rottens.
Nope.
It's not the Headhunters.
I don't think the Rottens ever won the tag titles.
Are we talking like Eastern? Or are we talking ECW?
Oh.
No, but I mean, like, are the ones left, are they Eastern or?
I think 3 of them left are Eastern.
Ooh, that's going to be tough. PG-13?
No.
Fuck.
Eddie Gilbert and somebody? No.
Told you, these are going to be a bitch this week.
All right, give them to us, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, you should know this one. You're gonna think about it. We actually watched the early days of Eastern, the Super Destroyers.
Garbage.
Yep. Suicide Blondes was Chris Candido, Johnny Hotbody, and somebody Michaels? Chris Michaels. There we go. The other teams, Kevin Sullivan and the Tasmaniac were two-time champs, and Spike Dudley and Balls Mahoney were two-time tag team champions.
Spike Dudley, the land of misfit tag team champions.
Damn it.
That's a rough one, but yeah, dude, you were close. I really thought you had it.
Fuck me.
All right.
You went for Balls and Axel, but what are you gonna do, man? That's the name of the game. Kevin, number one, which was not picked, it's up to you now. Here's your topics, and you could run away with this one if you get the point here. RIP WrestleMania has 9 answers, or the IC 400, which has 10 answers. Kevin, your choice.
I'll do RIP, the first one, whatever that was.
RIP WrestleMania. Kevin, we are talking strictly wrestlers that were involved in matches. How many of the 9 wrestlers that have passed away were involved in the original WrestleMania card? We are not including anyone that was involved periphery, in other words, any seconds, any managers. We are not counting ring announcers. We are not counting referees. We are not counting timekeepers. Has to be someone who is actually involved in a wrestling match, named in a wrestling match. 9 of them. Kevin, how many can you name?
In the first WrestleMania.
Very first WrestleMania.
I'll go 5.
Matt, Kevin says he can name five. Can you top that?
Fuck. Fuck. Fuck a duck. Damn it. No, I can't.
Kevin, it's all on you, buddy. Nine wrestlers involved in matches at the first WrestleMania. Can you name five whenever you're ready?
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant is one.
King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy is two.
SD Jones, special delivery.
SD Jones is three.
Big John Studd.
Big John Studd is four.
Nikolai Volkov.
Ladies and gentlemen, with 2 points to none this week, Kevin once again wins it all.
Damn it.
The other four people.
I have the other four right here.
I know them all too. Go
all right,
it,
well,
man.
Then keep going.
No.
Matt Bourne.
Matt Bourne, yes. That's number six.
Piper.
Piper is number seven.
JYD.
JYD is number eight.
Buddy Rose.
Buddy Rose, the executioner.
Wow.
Fine.
Buddy Rose, that would have never gotten.
I can't believe I fucking whiffed on Andre.
I can't believe I whiffed on Piper.
Yeah, but you got five of them. I mean, you got it right. It's you don't have to name them all.
That's true.
Damn it.
Well, folks, we'd like to thank everybody for joining us again for this week's edition. Tune in next week for another episode of Can You Top That? Do you guys want to try any of the other questions, or should I hold on to
them? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, no, please. I feel like a fucking loser right now, so I have to redeem myself.
What was the first? What was the first topic in the first?
WCW.
Do you want me to save? I'll save the sudden death one for next week. I won't even mention what the topic is.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so here. All right, so I've got two more. We'll do one more. We'll do one of them. The topics were WCW 2, which has 13, or IC 400, which has 10.
WCW 2?
All right, we'll go with that one. During the history of the WCW Championship, and I'm not talking about when it was in part of WWE, I'm talking about in the WCW history, 13 men have won the big gold belt, or whatever version of it there was, at least twice. You want to go with Matt first, or you want to go with Kevin first? Who wants to throw out the number first?
I'll say seven. It's probably Matt's going to up it, and then I'll probably – can I up it again after he ups it? Or?
Yeah, of course. Matt, Kevin says seven. Can you top that?
I'll say eight.
Kevin, Matt says eight. Kevin, can you top that?
I'll say 10.
Matt, Kevin says 10. Can you top that?
What's the number?
13. Wait, let me just make sure. Yeah, 5. Yeah, 13.
I'll say 11.
Matt,
I'll say 12. I'll say 12.
Matt, are you going for the entire thing? Can you top that?
I cannot.
Whoa, Kevin. It is on you, my man. 13 men have won the WCW World Championship as part of World Championship Wrestling at least twice. Out of 13, name 12 of those gentlemen. Whenever you're ready.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair is listed as having won it 8 times officially.
Sting.
Sting listed as winning it 6 times.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas Page, a 3-time winner.
I'm trying to just cross. Lex Luger.
Lex Luger, twice.
When I said it, I got nervous. The Giant.
The Giant, twice.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, 6 times.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Savage, 4 times.
Did I say? I said Flair already. Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash, 5 times.
Sid Vicious.
Sid twice.
Goldberg.
Oh, Kevin. One time.
No way. He had the belt twice.
Nope.
You're wrong.
Nope.
Google it, Matt. You're 100% wrong.
How am I wrong?
You're telling me Goldberg only had one WCW world title reign with the big old belt?
Yeah.
No chance.
All right, Kev. He beat Hulk Hogan. He lost to Nash. Who did he beat after that?
Matt, I'll go to you.
He beat nobody. He was a one-time WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
What number did I get to?
You had one, two, three, four you were missing. So you had nine.
Jeff Jarrett, Booker T, Scott Steiner.
Yes, yes. No Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner was a one-time champion.
So Jarrett, Booker T.
So we're at 11, right?
Jarrett and Booker T, yes, 11.
Was Dusty? No, not under the WCW banner.
Bret Hart.
Bret Hart, two times. And one. You're missing a big one.
A big one?
Yep.
Goldberg only held the WCW title once?
Yeah.
That was the red herring, yep.
Luger, I said. Barry Windham? No.
Matt, you got it?
I don't.
Don't give this to me, because I'm going to... Said DDP. Said Kevin Nash. Said Hogan. Said Sid. Said Sting. Said Flair. Said the Giant. Said Hogan. Said Savage.
Yep. You said Goldberg.
Yeah, that was wrong.
Wow, you were so adamant that you were right, too.
I just can't believe that he only held the belt once.
It's not the first time.
I wouldn't put these together and then screw them up. Believe me, there were so many ideas I have for questions that I just throw out because I know they would cause problems if we had to work them out.
I
painstakingly put these questions together each and every week.
Vince Russo.
Nope, one time.
Booker T, I said. Scott Steiner, I got wrong. Goldberg.
Vader.
Dun dun dun! Boom! Three time.
Big gold belt. Three times.
Well, WCW. I said big gold or whatever variation they had.
I don't think you did.
I did. Go back and listen. Which you're not going to do anyway.
That's a good point. What about the other one?
That was it.
No, the other one other category.
What was it? 400 days as IC champion.
Oh, you want to go? You want to do the other one?
Listen, I won the one that mattered, so let's just do this.
So we're going to do the other one? All right, we ended the show on this, or we got anything else to talk about?
Oh, I don't care. Whatever Matt wants to do.
Do we want to make picks for Slammiversary and Horror Show, or do we want to wait?
Yeah, waiting.
We could do that off air. All right,
because Impact is the Impact go-home show is tomorrow night, and Horror Show is obviously SmackDown Friday night, although I don't see them adding much more to this show.
And besides, I think when people listen back, they actually like enjoy listening to us, you know, with the questions and playing along and whatnot. I mean, I could be wrong. But
no, I agree.
I like to think I'm right.
Now I think I know what your IC 400 is, and that's the amount of days they held the championship.
Combined days holding the Intercontinental Championship with a minimum of 400 days.
Didn't we already do this?
Nope. Kev, you really want to fucking kill me tonight, don't you?
No, I thought we already did. Cause didn't I guess like Pedro Morales and like...
That was the WWF Championship.
500. As a matter of fact, I might even have that paperwork over here somewhere. It's over there.
How many are there?
There are 10. Matt, how many can you name?
10.
All of them?
Yes.
Matt!
Why not? I don't even get it.
Wrestlers have held the Intercontinental Championship for a combined total days of at least 400. Matt, whenever you're ready.
See, this is no fun for me now. I got no chance.
Pedro Morales.
Pedro Morales, two reigns, 619 days.
The Honky Tonk Man.
The Honky Tonk Man, one reign, 454 days.
Tito.
Tito Santana, two reigns, 443 days.
Greg Valentine.
Oh, Matt, really? Really?
I thought it was. I thought it was still fresh in my mind from the IC tournament that I put together.
Oh, brother. Kev, you want to take a shot? Matt only got three.
How many to get all of them? Probably
seven
none.
Left. All, I mean, it's over. He fucked
Jericho. All right,
Jericho, so reigns, 318 days.
Miz?
The Miz, number two on the list, 597 combined days over eight reigns.
Don Morocco?
Don Morocco, two reigns, 541 days.
So I had Honky and Pedro. Edge?
Savage.
Savage, one reign, 414 days.
So we got six?
Yes.
Michaels?
Shawn Michaels, three reigns, 406 days.
So is that not... That's an answer, right?
No, it is. 400
so
or more.
So we're missing three?
You're missing three.
Dolph?
372 days over six reigns.
Razor?
Razor Ramon, four reigns, 437 days.
Should have picked this one.
Correct! Ding!
Brett?
Bret Hart, two reigns, 290 days.
Perfect, didn't have long reigns.
Seth Rollins? How many have left?
Two.
Rob Van Dam?
Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson was 233 days. Rob Van Dam was... Fuck, I just had him. 211 over six reigns.
Warrior?
Warrior, two reigns, 432 days.
So we're missing one.
You're missing one.
Jeff Jarrett.
No.
I like that answer, though.
Ahmed Johnson.
Santino Marella.
That's got to be so fucking loud.
Missing one.
One.
It's not Christian.
Nope.
Can you go over the nine that we've already listed, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we talking ECW or Eastern Championship Wrestling?
Pedro Morales, The Miz, Don Morocco, The Honky Tonky Man, Tito Santana, Razor Ramon, The Ultimate Warrior, Randy Savage, Shawn Michaels.
The Rock?
No.
Triple H.
The Rock?
H?
Triple H.
Still wrong.
The Rock?
Ken Shamrock.
Kurt Angle.
Benoit.
This is fun. Keep doing this.
China. My God, we're missing one?
Yeah.
Is it obvious?
Yes.
It's going to be really obvious.
And Matt said it, and Matt's like, there's no way.
Mr.
And
Perfect?
Like, yes. Two reigns, 406 days.
No, you just ruined the fun, Tony.
Wow.
God, it's fucking over. I want this to end. My God.
We suck.
Told you they were fucking hard questions.
I won the ones that mattered.
That's it, Kevin.
I'll save the piece de resistance for next week's fucking tiebreaker if we need it, because that's a fucking rummy. Holy shit.
Kevin's on a 2-week winning streak now. I got to bring my A game next week.
Now, Kev, can Matt pick first again next week, or are you going to get upset?
I don't care, man. I was just fucking around.
I know. It's fun, though. We'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight on Can You Top That? Or Can You Beat That? Whatever. All right, we're done. All right, what else we got? We got any newses and notices before we pull this into the station?
No, that's I mean, that was everything I had. AEW's got a big show coming up this week. NXT's got a pretty big show. We got Slammiversary this weekend. We got what's it called? Extreme Rules Horror Show. The Horror Show that's at right. Extreme Rules. Another busy week of pro wrestling. Be sure to give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Wizards Podcast. Follow us over on. I just named everything to follow us on. That's right. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wizardspodcast.
Matt watched WWECW this week, this month on Patreon. So please check that out.
It was aggravating. It was very aggravating.
We talked about that while you were on your angry hiatus.
It was so great. I want to put it out there again.
Be sure to check out our Patreon. And if you want to support the show, go over to prowrestlingtees.com/wizards, Shining Wizards. And if you're following us on Twitter, every week we do a week-long giveaway. It's very simple. You go to at Wizards Podcast and you just retweet our pinned tweet, which is usually our latest episode. And every Monday afternoon, we randomly pick a winner. So I sent out a package today to a winner. He got a bunch of goodies, and I have more goodies on the way from a couple different awesome companies, a sticker company, Jedi jacket, and a beer koozie company that makes wrestling-related beer koozies, CheapShotParty.com. So definitely... you know, lots of good stuff going to be in your boxes of wizardry. So get in on that and get in on the Patreon for $10 a month. You'll get a little something in the mail every 3 months. So definitely check that out and support us.
Oh, quick shout out to our friends over at Front Row Material, Mikey Whipwreck, Jerry Lynn, and Mike Freeland putting us over big time this past week. Thanks and shout out to those guys. Support them, Front Row Material, over on MLW Radio. Good show, good times. They make me laugh my ass off. Good shit over there. And I think that's it. That's all I got.
Giddy up.
Anything else, boys, or are we pulling this into the station?
That's it. We'll be back next week with episode 490 on the road to 500, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. If you've been with us for all that time, we appreciate your support, and we thank you. It is... not easy listening to us every week blabber on about wrestling, but it is much appreciated. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, leave a review. iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, including this one. Just leave a nice 5-star review. And if you can swing a couple extra bucks for us, just tell your friends. Spread the word. That's it. That's all I got.
That's all it is.
I'm going to go make some cherry chicken now for the HelloFresh.
Cherry chicken. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it should be. The salmon I wasn't a big fan of last week. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big salmon guy.
Me either. Salmon sucks.
So
and not a big fan of the salmon. Yeah, Chickeny China, the cherry chicken.
I did crush a ton of Impossible White Castles last night.
What?
It was the fake ones? Like they're made of beans and vegetables and shit?
I don't know what they were made of, but they were delicious, and they had the same effect on me as regular White Castle, so...
Well, wait. Hold on. I know you want to close up, but Matt, where... Did you get it from the grocery store, or...
No.
There's a White Castle by you.
Yeah, there's like a White Castle like 10 minutes from me.
What? Where?
Fucking Ledgewood.
I'm sorry, I'm intrigued.
It's okay, it's right up the road.
In Morristown? Plains?
In Ledgewood.
Ledgewood.
Yeah.
Home of the Skugs, right?
He's up that way, yes.
Yeah. All right. That was a weird conversation to end the show, but
I mean, we've had Stranger. Right? Stranger Danger?
Stranger Danger.
Hanging Jim Cornette's wife last week?
Goddamn. Fuck my wife.
Bear Danger. That's gotta worry about bears.
Son of a bitch. And just remember this, gang. Everything is evil. Good night. We'll see you next week. Thank you for all of those at the rant, rantiumradio.com. ShiningWizards.com is the website. Don't shake your fucking head, Tony. Everything is evil. Tony, who do you hate more, Evil or Jay White?
That's all I want to leave you guys with. I'll give you the answer to that question next week.
Oh,
fuck Jay White.